I feel like we're on not the, just Fresno in general, but Central Valley right now, like the scale is like slowly getting back to where the balance is supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your podcast, for instance, is definitely one of those things that is helping the balance actually come about. And there's just little things like this right here actually kind of give people a reason to talk good about Fresno, but
everybody.
Central
yeah,
Valley,
I know. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
no,
I'm
I
saying?
Know.
Like,
mean, yeah.
And that's the stigma that I'm trying to get out of, because like it's not just Fresno, it is Central Valley, because we're here in Merced right now.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
I went out of my way to come to Merced to be in you guys' studio and talk about shit like this. And, you know, like, this, like I said, this is probably one of my favorite podcasts, because like I'm having a great time. You guys are great energy. You guys are really doing something right, doing something hella cool. And
thank you,
you know,
man.
And I wish nothing but success. And hopefully, and not hopefully, like hope is dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys make shit happen.
Yeah,
that's why I tell people, hope is dead. Just make shit happen.
Welcome back to another episode of Central Valley Podcast. I'm your host, Micah D'Ailey, a filmmaker, photographer, and a dude passionate about his community. This podcast focuses on the talented individuals that make up the Central Valley of California, as well as people who are passionate about what they do. The Central Valley has gotten a bad rep, and we're here to change that. If you enjoy what we're doing, we kindly ask that you download each episode, subscribe to our YouTube, and leave a rating and review on whatever podcast app you're using. And once again, thanks for tuning into another episode of Central Valley Podcast.
Shout out Duffy, shout out Micah.
This is it. Central Valley Podcast.
Hey, big shout out Central Valley Podcast.
You know I had to fuck with it. Hey, shout out Central Valley Podcast.
About you guys too. You guys have my boy up here doing the Brian K.
Oh
dude,
yeah, yeah.
He's so fucking cool, man.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. I saw it because I was like, okay, do we have anybody in common? And Brian K, I think, is the Brian K, and then like businesses. You know what I mean? I'm not even gonna play this theme song. We're just rolling
all right,
into
we're
it. Yeah, yeah. But dude, yeah. So, and how do you know Brian?
I've been knowing Brian for a good couple years, maybe 4 or 5+ years now.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, before I started getting into the My Guy Market thing,
yeah.
I was really into the music industry in Fresno, in the Central
uh-huh.
Valley. Every time I go to a show, Brian K's always performing.
Yeah, dude.
Whether it's in front of 100 people, 10 people, 5 people, 200 people, he's always performing.
Yeah.
He's always outside, and I always got to chat with him during his shows and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we became great friends.
Dude, that's sick. Yeah, because I linked up with him just because I asked my buddy Johnny Boy, who did a Central Valley session thing that we do,
mm-hmm.
On, and I was like, hey, recommend some people from Fresno, just because I want to get people from other areas. And it was Brian Cade, and like he came here and like, ooh, he just performed 2 songs, but we literally hung out for like 5 hours. He was like, we should just do a podcast. I was I didn't realize we're gonna hang out for 5 hours, man. It would have been perfect.
That's the crazy thing about Brian too, like he just has something to say about anything, and he just has some type of knowledge. Like there's just so much things I learned from that dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Not just even from music, spiritually, and just even goes with sports too.
Yeah.
He just has little bit of knowledge of just everything of any conversation.
Yeah, no, because when we were talking to him too, he was just like he's very good at like playing with the conversation, in the sense he goes like really deep sometimes, and then at the like he'll
makes
be like
it,
he'll say something
so
like I'm just fucking with you, man.
Though,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Animated.
And then
too.
I was like, because I was like, oh fuck, did I just offend him or something? Like, no, I'm just fucking with you, man. I was like, oh okay. I don't know, dude. Well, why don't you introduce yourself for people who may not know who you are?
Well, I am your favorite chef, your auntie's favorite at the cookout. I go by the name of Eddie Wutengzi, aka Master Chef, aka CEO of My Guy Market, the virtual bodega only in Fresno, California, Central Valley. What's up?
Which one? Is this one?
I think it's that one.
Oh. We'll cut that. at least for the promo, that's what we'll have. You know what I mean?
We can always fix it in post.
Yeah. You already memorized
you know
it better.
You know better than we do.
Yes, and we have here our delivery from hour and a half with 99 traffic, you guys. And what do you call this when you deliver this to people or when people come pick this up?
The care package.
The care package.
Correct.
All right. And inside the care package, what do we got? We got a roll of motherfucking toilet paper, you
that
guys.
That is Hello Kitty 3-ply toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? When shit gets serious, you're ready to go.
Exactly.
Hello Kitty got your bosom.
Does this come with every care package?
It does not. But you guys are taking care of me,
okay,
so I
gotcha.
Have to make sure I take care of
gotcha,
you. Know
gotcha, gotcha.
I mean?
I was just like, oh, wow. Then we got, oh, some melon creamy soda.
Mm-hmm.
And anything to this? Like, why do you carry this? I've never seen this before.
It's just something different. Gotcha. I try to provide different things into my app and all that stuff.
And we got, what do we got here?
It's either chopped cheese or a chopped smoke. So there's two different things up in there, too.
All righty. All right. I'm going to take a bite of one. Duffy's going to take a bite of the other.
And it's already cut in half, too, so you guys can
we'll
share
split it. Yeah.
Correctly.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. Let me go through what else we got in here. We got Tequila Fest Fresno. When's this going on?
That's going on May 20th.
It already happened, technically, with this podcast. So, dude, it was such a blast. Tequila Fest Fresno.
Rick Ross was crazy.
Yeah, Rick Ross is there.
Lil Jon.
Holy cow. Damn. Awesome.
I'm still faded from that event.
All right. Then we got, some instant noodles.
Yeah,
these the shit? These ones specifically?
Kung Fu beef noodles come from China.
Oh, dude.
Nice.
Shit's a banger.
All right. We got, is this you right now in the paper?
Yes, sir. It is right there. Bada boom, bada bing.
This is the most underrated restaurant in Fresno, Poll says. Why you can't walk in the door.
You can't. Because I'm tired of you motherfuckers coming in and knocking on the door.
Boom.
Yeah, we do provide a newsstand, too, with different kind of books and everything like that on our app.
Oh, then we got some rolling papers over here.
With the lighter, you know what I'm saying? The smoke pack.
He just knew by looking at our promos. Got some more instant noodles. Mm-hmm.
The Sapporo chicken flavor. And the best thing you can get from the app,
Magnum.
Bada bean.
And you can it's on get, video, so we can explain that away.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get, oh, yep, and that's the quarter water. That's a Bodega New York staple drink right there, too.
Nice.
To pair with the chopped cheese.
And we got some Cholula.
Nice.
Boom. Here you go,
get some hot sauce.
Ba-boom. Dude, this is sick, dude. And so kind of explain while we eat and devour this, mm-hmm. explain how this came to be, like My Guy Market. Like, how did this start?
It started around back in 2021. My business partner he basically curated a vision for me to kind of really just build my own lane and kind of become my own boss. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's some donuts right there.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
We got that's dessert, you know.
And
what
we
mean?
Got donuts, you guys.
The My Guy Market Green. You can get all
this. This is all you can get. All this.
You can get the creamy soda, you can get the ramen, the toilet paper, the smoke pack, the magnums, and your chopped cheeses. All of that, all through our app. The newspapers, we got the books too.
Damn.
This is one of the books I got on it too. Well, this is my version, but there's one called How to Love, but you can get all of this stuff on our app.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Sorry, I was reaching. Dude, that's. And.
Okay, you got the chopped cheese right there.
Okay, I got. This is the chopped cheese. And this is your, like. Kind
that's
of,
the staple right
that's
there.
That's a staple.
That's the New York staple sounds right there. You can only get in New York City.
And Fresno.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. So your business partner.
So basically, just like everybody else, he explained what a chopped cheese was to me. And just like everybody, I'm like,
this is so fucking good.
What the fuck is a chopped cheese?
Oh, my God.
The ASMR going crazy.
Dude.
What's the verdict, Duffy?
I've been making them wrong my whole life. This is so good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, man, dude. It's like a...
Shit.
No, it reminds me of like a... Almost like an In-N-Out burger mixed with like a sandwich, like a hoagie, basically.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, like, this hits the fucking spot, too.
You know what's crazy? How they do in New York, they use different seasonings. But for me, it was like I wanted to kind of put in a different kind of flavor palette to it just to kind of get people here to kind of be familiar with the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like using the seasonings that they use in New York, I just kind of use seasonings that's kind of pretty basic similarities to our type of food here.
Region,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's cool.
More like barbecue kind of taste. I mean, you hit it right on the dock though, In-N-Out.
Yeah.
So, I'm a big In-N-Out fanatic.
Dude, I'm In-N-Out is the shit. Like,
it's kind of, I actually went to In-N-Out a couple of days ago, and I don't know what it was, but like I was just eating it with my boy, and I was all like, Fuck, dude, this is probably the one thing I'll probably miss if I move out of California. It's fucking In-N-Out.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't know what it is for me, but I never eat In-N-Out when the sun is out. I only eat it at night.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like the only good thing you can get
later. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not too bad, but like, you know.
And it's
fresh.
And it's fresher than, McDonald's and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it saved me a lot of nights of starvation.
Dude, In-N-Out. It's literally my favorite. Like, it is. Like, we put In-N-Out's the best burger in our Central Valley people say thing, but or in our promo.
My whole chest.
Oh, yeah, that's
that.
Right. That was great.
Yeah. Did you? Dude, that shit. It was funny because we posted it and it did well. And then 2 weeks later, it started fucking going.
The best one, though. It smelled like shit. You be saying that for I'm like,
okay.
Damn,
does Fresno? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say it smells like jizz or
yeah,
no?
It's
the jizz
the,
trees.
The, yeah, yeah, the, yeah. The fucking cum flowers. Yeah, and shit,
yeah. Well,
the pussy willow.
Yeah. I didn't realize. Like, I mean, I was like, okay, definitely my friends know what I'm talking about. But then people in like Manteca and in Modesto and even farther up in like Ripon were like, oh man, those cum trees, man. And I was like, okay, like it's like somebody in the Central Valley was like, man, we need to plant these things everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I have people like friends and stuff who come from like LA and San Francisco and they're like, I've never smelled a tree like that over there. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, well.
But then when actually it all develops, everyone wants to go take their like pictures, the graduation pictures, the wedding pictures, like when they're all blossomed out and shit. Yeah. It smells like shit, but they're taking these cute ass pictures and stuff with their kids.
Dude, exactly. Like when we were going around, that's when exactly when they were. But let's go back to your business partner. So he said he kind of thought of this idea or?
Pretty much, yeah. So before I got Mark, I was working 3 jobs and it was just a lot on my plate. And my business partner kind of just seeing how much work I was putting into. And he was like, hey, bro, why don't you just all this work that you're putting into through your 3 jobs, why don't you do it
for yourself?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you're absolutely right. But I don't know what it would take for me to actually make that step. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The comfortability of having 3 checks, which is not bad, getting paid every week, but definitely a lot of work for sure. Mm-hmm. But after that, he introduced me to what a chopped cheese was. And
so you didn't know what chopped cheese was until?
Until he told me.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
But he knows that, like, I'm a big fan of, like, New York culture. I mean, I got Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
I Tribe Called Quest out on me. I love the New York hip-hop, the culture, the jazz scene when it comes out from there. I mean, the Knicks. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to my boy Scotty P. We used to watch Knicks games all the time. Rest in peace, his soul. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But he just seen it in me. Mm-hmm. And he showed me what a chopped cheese was on YouTube. And then next you know, I was all like, fuck it. So what's up? Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to go that same year, 2021. But then COVID happened, obviously.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of stopped our tracks a little bit. You know, things got really intense with life. I mean, with everybody. You know what I mean?
Things got heightened, yeah.
You know, working 3 jobs, and then I actually left the Central Valley, moved away for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was in Oklahoma.
Really?
Just doing some farmer shit, you know what I'm saying? Just had to get out the scene a little bit. It was just so much going on. I was kind of in a little place in my life. I wasn't, like, keeping up with my bills. Rent was going a little bit higher and higher every month. So it was a little tough, so I just kind of said, fuck, I just got to get the fuck out of here. You know what
break,
I'm saying?
Basically.
So I went to Oklahoma for 6 months, lived my life as a farmer boy, dirt bike riding, fishing, farming. It was great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing that too, it gives me a lot of respect and appreciation for all the farmers here in Central Valley, working every day to make sure we get all our vegetables, our fruit, our produce, like as fresh as can be, all of that stuff. So
yeah,
that's the most profound respect for all farmers.
The last episode I just dropped, we had a dairy a guy who was raised as a dairy farmer and now he works in the ag industry and everything. Mm-hmm. But like that's what he was saying. He was like the hardest workers out
there. Oh, correct. Farm.
Well, like, it's because it's like he was saying that it's like, hey, it's 2 a.m. Penn 6 is out. It's okay. It's the ramen. Dude, this is so fucking good. Props to
really
you.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Props to you, man. Okay.
Thank you.
And then, and so your business partner, was he just your friend prior to this?
He's basically
like a mentor?
Yes, he's my mentor, my life coach. I mean, it's crazy. The chopped cheese wasn't the only thing he introduced me to. He introduced me to Muay Thai. I have a profound love for Muay Thai, so shout out to MMKG, Manny Manchester's kickboxing gym. He introduced me to that. He just introduced me to all these kind of things in life. He helped me put my life in a better position, you know, throughout the couple years we've known each other, which is kind of crazy. And then I became one of his groomsmen at his wedding. And then after that, I knew, like, the relationship that we have is very strong.
Yeah.
And the bond we have is very deep, you know what I'm saying?
That's sick.
But then... yeah, so fast forward, after I came back from Oklahoma, coming back to Fresno and all that stuff, there's still a lot of roadblocks in my life. I was just kind of bouncing around from job to job, trying to just make ends meet. At this point, I wasn't really doing what I know how to do best. I kind of stepped away from the cooking scene for a bit just because I want to try different things, yada, yada, yada. And then next thing you know, I had my back against the wall, and then things were kind of getting a little tough. And then I finally gave... Oh, my fault. So after I came back from Oklahoma, we went to New York.
You did go.
Yeah, so I came back.
You flew to New York for a sandwich?
Yes, we did. Multiple sandwiches.
I'm not going to lie. I've always wanted to do that. I want a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, bro.
Why is it different? Why is it good?
It's something in the water, the way how they make their bread. You know what I'm saying? That bread just kind of is different. But so we came back. I came back from Oklahoma in December, and then we made that trip to New York 2021? No. Okay, so starting 2022. Okay, so 2021 of... March. 2021 of March, we went to New York. Cold as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was bundled up like a motherfucker. It was crazy. But we went out there for four days, and one of the days we just dedicated ourselves to just walk all over New York City through the boroughs. Mainly we was in the Lower East Side, then we were mobbing through around majority of Brooklyn area, Clinton Hill area, and all that stuff. And we actually went to the bodegas that they had these chopped cheeses in. So we had like 20 different sandwiches. It was insane. The sandwich game in New York is
another level.
Another level. It's just so top tier. I love the sandwiches here.
I know you, but it's a different style, a whole different thing.
Oh, man, insane. And then we didn't really go to no touristy kind of spot or nothing like that. We wanted to just go to straight the locals and the places that don't get all the light that you see in New York City when they talk about, like, Cat's Deli, or, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Times Square,
all of that stuff.
So we wanted to actually go through the neighborhoods.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Keep going, Duffy.
Ground Zero. Hey, when I saw Madison Square Garden, though, man, I was like, that's crazy.
Well, that's like Mecca, a staple. Yeah, that's a staple.
That was one
man.
Thing I... Okay, the one thing I wanted to see, though, in New York City, it was in Times Square, but there was this billboard that I wanted to see, and it was West Side Gun. Oh. Kelly wears Hermes 8, and it's just him and a This is, hey, I'm sorry. This might be my favorite podcast I'm on. For sure. Just, hey,
I'll do the ad libs. You keep going.
Oh my god! Yes.
Yeah, Duffy is like the little spice in the podcast, man. He's the complimentary.
He's the paprika.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't black pepper, you know what I'm saying? He ain't kosher salt. Like, yeah. He's paprika, you know, that little spice.
Yeah, dude.
In the back of the tongue, you know what I'm saying? Pause. But yeah.
He's our laugh track as well.
Oh, that's not
bad. No.
Oh, it's this one right here.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. But. It's funny you say that, because literally in the beginning of this, it goes...
Shout out Duffy, shout out Michael.
It's my name
first. Yeah, boom. Yeah, exactly. You had it right, man. You didn't know. You're just like in tune right now.
That is, man. But that's what happens when you have good divine energy. Like, everything is just on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no such thing as coincidences. You know, it's just divine timing and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I just knew. I just knew, you know what I mean? But anyways, yeah. Went to go see the billboard, West Side Gun. That's all I wanted to see. And then after that, we just mobbing through all through New York City. I'm over here rocking Fresno State gear, everything Fresno. Mm-hmm. Just letting motherfuckers know where I come from. And at the time, I had like box braids. I was just looking a little crazy. The day before that, me and my squad, we actually hosted this big event. It was pre-COVID, but it was called Barb Hop. And we just had this crazy-ass... art hop esque concert. It was like it was a very beautiful scene at Fresno at that moment, because mm-hmm. it took a lot of the community to actually bring all of this together. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, like it was insane. And literally the next day, went to New York and just, yeah, I don't know. Life was crazy at yeah. that moment right there. You know what I mean? And
like everything kind of lined up though. Yeah. Like as much as you were feeling like prior to that, like you're telling me like things weren't good for a little while.
Yeah,
trying
you
to
know
figure
what
shit
I mean?
Out. Like all that, I always feel like all this shit happens. Like when I was 18, I wanted to go to film school, and like for one reason or another, my parents were like said no. You know what I mean? But like if I had gone that, like my whole life would be different. Like we wouldn't have this podcast. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thankful that it took me until 26 to be yeah. like, hey, I think I actually do want to do this.
Just realizing you appreciate like where you're at right now, that you know the yeah. fact you still got some time on your belt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like people think that we got to get our life together in our 20s.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28? Okay. Yeah. We're both 30. All right. So we're all right there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's people think that, you know, society thinks that we got to be married with kids in our 20s.
A certain time.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then graduate college and yada, yada, yada. But hey, man. Like,
dude,
I graduated high school 10 years ago and here I am now.
So I went to college for like 7 years, you guys. So.
You think it's four,
you would think
it's really
I have I have a doctorate. No, I don't, you guys. I just have a normal bachelor's degree in education because that was the quickest one I could get it to towards the end
hey,
of
man,
it.
Hey, man, but at and least you got it, though.
Yeah,
you know
well,
saying?
I was doing that thing where I was like, I just told everybody I was going to be a teacher because it seemed like the right thing to do. You know what I mean? You're like, and no one questions you. So you're like,
right,
family
cool,
function.
Yeah, yeah. But then when you say like, oh, I want to start a podcast.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly. And basically, for me, it was like 26. And I was like, kind of like, okay, it's now or never. That's kind of was my attitude. So I was like, either I'm going to jump into something else or I'm not. And I was like doing like, my first wedding was like 6 months into like holding a camera and stuff like doing my, yeah, and doing stuff like that. And so I just throw myself into uncomfortable situations. It's sink or swim, fight or flight.
And that's just the ultimate test of your might. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
When you're in the field, you're like, oh, fuck. Like, all right, I'm really doing this. Let's.
Yeah.
I got to do the best job that I can do
yeah.
to make sure that my clientele's happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're doing a wedding, bro. You're doing something that's very...
yeah, it was a COVID wedding, thankfully, in the sense of like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like 100 people
yeah,
or 200
people.
It was very
intimate. All
yeah,
that.
Exactly. We stayed the night like in the cabin with them. And we got so drunk afterwards, bro.
Honestly, I feel like that's the best way to do weddings.
Dude, know? Yeah. If I'm at your wedding, like we did a wedding a couple weeks ago and like the dance is going on with the bride and the groom. And there's two of us there, and like we're boys, we're like best friends, and so like he's capturing that, and I'm getting us beers, you know what I mean? But like I'm in the background of the video, like walking with our two beers, and he just looks at me and starts laughing. I was like, I don't know, man. But like I go to people's weddings and I always laugh because it's like I'm sitting there having like I'm literally hanging out with you guys more than any of your family and friends all day. And it's funny because by the end of it, like we're always bros with the guys and stuff, because guys are always like, man, there's gonna be somebody hanging out with us. Like, who is it? It's gonna be some old guy. I don't know. You know what I mean? And then we show up and we're just bros and they're like, oh, this is sick.
Yeah. We're just bros.
Yeah. I left one wedding and the groom was hella drunk and he was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy you guys came to this. We're like, yeah, thank you, man.
Those are the best conversations.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't really know me, but like I'm glad you're here for sure, enjoying this day for me.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, exactly. So go back to you're in your Fresno State gear. That's where we're at.
Yeah, so
repping.
No, just repping Fresno, letting these New Yorkers know where we come from. No LA, no San Fran, Central Valley.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
We are. We exist, you guys.
Yes. That another thing about you guys, like promo too, the one you said, hey, you know Josh Allen's from Fireball. Yeah. That shit killed me. That's all I said when I was out there too. Like, bro, like you got this Buffalo Bills, bro. You know Josh Allen's from Fireball, Fresno, Central Valley, bro. Stop playing with us, bro.
Dude, or like it also in it, he was like Derek Carr, or you like, oh wait, you who would you say? Devontae Adams, Aaron Judd, and
Paul George.
Paul George all went to Fresno State. He's like, there's something in the water.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying, man, 2008 national champions in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, we were.
That's why I'm like, my whole thing with this is like, hey, I just want people to know we exist out here.
That's
okay,
all it is.
Like, there's the Bay Area, there's LA, and then there's a giant ass. And I always claim Chico to Bakersfield because if you look at a map geographically. They're technically in a valley. I know that. I know Chico's not the center, you know what I mean? But hey, fuck it.
I mean, we are the heart of California, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I mean, it just sounds dope as hell. The Central Valley, like, come on now. Like, it sounds way better than NorCal or SoCal, you know what I mean?
How is there only two?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, this is spicy and good.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You already started that one.
The Chop Smoke is a, we dedicate that one to New York rapper Pop Smoke. So that one right there has a little kick to it. The Cherry Peppers.
I love Pop Smoke, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I do.
The Cherry Peppers and the Bacon's in that one right there. So hey,
play some Pop Smoke real quick.
All right. Or just look it up. I literally love Pop Smoke. My buddy Jimmy, he's big into, or him and like Benny the Butcher and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got Benny the Butcher, bro.
Oh, you got it. Oh, dude, you can turn up a little higher. Oh yeah, dude, I fucking love Pop Smoke. We got my guy Market in here, you guys.
Micah, you gotta do the dance
with the bodega.
You know where we at with it, man. Getting sturdy out here. Big stepping in our Timberlands, man. New York Cortez, man, stop playing with us. Man, let's go. R.I.P. Pop Smoke, man.
Dude, R.I.P. We got bodegas in the Central Valley, people. Sit up, never like you know it's put you pack it with the automatics. We gon' set up to have it. Wait. All right, we're good on this. But we'll get too distracted. We gotta get the we gotta save that for the end. We'll end it with Pop Smoke too.
Yeah, but anyways,
what a detour, man.
Man, crazy, right? I'm not even finished with this damn story yet. But yeah, so I'm out there repping Fresno, all of that stuff. Went through the bodegas, had the sandwiches and this and that and the third. And then after that, all of the knowledge I've gained from all the places that we've been to and all that stuff just kind of brought it back here, brought all the resources back to Fresno and kind of just figure out how can we maneuver and put something new to these people's faces that they never heard before, like a different type of culture. But until then, like, it took a while for us to actually start up the whole My Guy Market venture just because I wasn't ready to actually go all in on myself.
Yeah,
until I went from job to job, had my back against the wall.
And were you cooking prior?
No, I wasn't. I was working at a weed dispensary place. And then after that, I was window washing.
All like, over, yeah, doing things.
It was just like random ass stuff, bro, just to get some money in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? And then one day I quit my job, the job I was doing at the time, window washing, all that stuff. And then I called my business partner and I told him, you know what, like, let's do it. Fuck it. There's nothing else going on in my life. Let's just fucking do it. And he was like, for real? I was like, yep. He's like, all right, let's go. And prior, when we went to our trip to New York, it took us another year to actually make My Guy Market happen just because I wasn't ready. I was just being a bitch and I wasn't ready to go 100% on the whole thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very big risk.
It's
big
a
leap.
Big, yeah, yeah. Same thing with me before, because I was a substitute teacher, dude, and then I worked at a restaurant in Modesto, basically, and that's what I did. And so, and then to do that, and then I was like just a substitute teacher, and I did some camera stuff for like a year and a half, almost 2 years. And then last year, I literally just like February hit, and I was booked for a little bit, and then March, and then April, and then. I haven't even like had to promote myself. I mean, the podcast is promoting myself, but no, it's just crazy, though.
Should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just crazy. You know what I mean? Like how you're saying, like you have to almost like there's a, like you were talking about earlier. There's a certain time, like there's a certain moment that's gonna be right for it. And so yours was like a year leading up to it.
This podcast is brought to you by Blaker Brewing, the official beer of the podcast. Located in Atwater and Ceres, this brewery offers not only delicious tasting beer, but great events that bring the whole community together. They have goat yoga, people. Yes, I said that right. They have yoga where goats jump on your back. And they also have a tons of other events coming up. And if you want to check out more, you can go to their Instagram at Blaker Brewing or their other Instagram at Blaker Tarmac. Thank you again, Blaker. I truly appreciate it. This podcast is brought to you by Crybaby Wine. Proudly located in Fresno, Crybaby Wine offers you your favorite delicious tasting wines like Chardonnay, Cabernet, and everything in between. Not only do they have these great tasting wines, but they also have delicious de-alcoholized CBD wine. Infused with CBD and CBG, these wines help reduce anxiety and alleviate stress. You can find their products at crybabywine.com, and if you live in Fresno County, you'll receive free delivery. Once again, check them out at crybabywine.com and follow them on Instagram at crybabywinecalifornia. Use CVP, yes, that's right, use the code CVP to get a percentage off of your next order, you guys. Once again, use code CVP. Thanks again, Crybaby. This podcast is brought to you by Connor Manufacturing Incorporated. They are a local family-owned and operated machine shop that services the Central Valley and beyond. They specialize in complex parts using the state-of-the-art manufacturing processes. Now, if you are interested in using their services, you can send all RFQs through their website at www.connormfg.com. Once again, if you're interested in their services, please send all RFQs through their website at www.connormfg.com. Also, make sure to follow them on Instagram, Connor_MFG. Once again, that's at @CONOUR_MFG. Thanks again, Sean.
Yeah, and you know, my business partner, you know what I admire about him too. He wasn't like really pushing the agenda towards me. He would just tell me here and there. He's like, "Hey, bro, you ready?" And I'm like, "Nah, like not really." All right, cool, no worries. Don't worry about it. A couple months later, you know, "Hey, whenever you're ready, we can get it going." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. I know, but just not ready for me." All right, cool, no worries. And then it finally took the guts for me to actually hit him up. So it's pretty interesting because he's always been pushing me to do it, but now I felt like that call was just so monumental when I told him, like, I'm ready to go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, "Oh, shit, he's serious. All right, let's go." And then, boom, we just
and so
started going.
How long after that? Like, what was the process of getting it going?
2 months. 2 months. I believe we just had to make sure to get our permits and everything to be finalized and be all good to go. So we had to worry about the health department or city of Fresno to kind of be on our asses about these things. So we want to make sure we get all the legalities out the way to make sure we're all good to go. And then after that, the next step was trying to find a place, trying to find basically the HQ and the hub of where we're going to be making these sandwiches at, because we weren't going to make it at my house. You know what I mean? We needed to find a commercial kitchen kind of thing so people can just pull up or whatever it is, because there's no way we're going to get a storefront or brick and mortar with the funds that I had. There's just no way. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we went through a couple places in Fresno, a couple businesses, and told them about the ghost kitchen concept. And you know how
you're there when they're not there, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, or like they still have items there, but they're, you know, but they're still running through their hours and stuff too. But it's definitely a very different.
Explain what a ghost kitchen is to people listening.
So a ghost kitchen is basically where you can work out of a commissary, and where you don't have a storefront or a brick and mortar, you can just literally work in your own kitchen or a commercial kitchen or just even a different restaurant if they allow it. But basically, it's just, you know, everything is just through mobile, you know, word of mouth, I guess, all that stuff. But yeah, pretty much it's not really having your own place. You're just sharing a spot and just kind of doing your own thing, though, in a shared kitchen. So that's what a ghost kitchen is.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
You're just on the low, just on the deck. We're just kind of doing our thing and all that stuff.
Do you want a beer?
What are we drinking?
Blake, you're the beer of the podcast.
Okay, yeah, yeah, let's do it.
I'm down.
I forgot him.
Duffy's really hell down. Yeah. Hey, while we're waiting, put some Griselda on, bro. Come on, man. Hey, play Lucha Bros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like your guys' vibe.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man. This is probably one of the most played songs in the kitchen.
Oh, this one right here? Nice.
Like, there is always days when I'm by myself in the kitchen. I mean, I had to work by myself for a full year. Yeah. But when this song comes on, I'm like... I just had the orders come in. I'm just like... Music is a big part of the kitchen.
Hey, yo!
Dude, I was honestly confused because, like, it sounded like you were doing the.
Oh.
All right.
What we on?
We got like American Lager, Blondale, another American Lager, and a hazy IPA.
Okay. Surprise me.
I'll give you. This is my favorite beer from them.
Cool. Hey, this honey is how you babies. Know he a real one. He gave me his favorite one.
Yeah, exactly. Duffy, what do you want? You want one of the lighter ones?
Whatever's in your right hand.
This one?
Sure.
All right. You're sure? No, the left hand.
Yeah.
Gotta check the score real quick. Come on, let's go. Let's
check
go, let's
it, check
go.
It, check it.
All right, 71-74, not bad. Third quarter. Okay, all right. It's all good, it's all good. They're putting up a fight.
All
right. Cracking these right now?
Yep.
Cracking a cold one with the boys?
Yep. Friday night's for the boys. Oh, wait, cheers, gentlemen.
Oh, ooh,
it's a hard one,
oh.
Man.
Oh, she's
good. Duff. Distance. We'll make it look like it. Okay. I don't know what part I cut out on. I was just
wow. Like, this is bomb.
Yeah, dude. And they have.
This
like,
is very crispy. You know, it's not like it's not like
yeah.
Like when I taste it, I'm like
it's not that
refreshing.
Bitter.
Yeah, refreshing and crisp.
Yeah, it's like a kind of like a Blue Moon in the sense of like if it was honey version. You know what I mean?
Thank you,
but,
bro.
Yeah,
I can see why this is your favorite.
Yeah, dude. That shit's so good. And
how's that one? Let me try that one.
Yeah, go ahead. You can just drink out of it. I don't care. But, dude, so they have a cool-ass venue here, and it's called... It's
this
an
good, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's an Atwater... yeah.
Series?
This is the podcast beer right here?
Yeah, this is the beer of the right, podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, Blaker Brewing. Yeah.
Blaker Brewing.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great job. These are fire. I'm not even a beer drinker either. Oh, I'm about to get jacked up out of this one right here.
Yeah. Exactly. That one's good, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man.
And they have like, so these are their three light beers, but they also have like eight hazies and
okay.
Different type of beers. Like,
are they based here? In,
they're started in Ceres, California, and then they opened up a cool ass brewery in Atwater. It's at the
Atwater, huh?
Yeah,
interesting.
It's in the it's at the Air Force Base in Atwater, and that's where it's at. And they have a giant event venue. And I do like hella like a concert videography and photography
okay.
For them, or just stuff. But they have bands play, and like they have a big ass stage, big light rig. Yeah, try to look. Oh, just pull up. It's funny, I took some of these. But pull up...
there you go again, promoting yourself on the podcast.
Pull up my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And just go to...
Oh, now we're really going to promote him on his...
Hey, it's a recent search. Just kidding. Go down. No, I just wanted you to see the venue. It's fucking sick. And then keep going down. It's got right there. That one, right there.
The top one?
No.
This one.
Yeah, that one. This is the fucking place. So this was a country concert. That's why it's so country. But
mad at it.
I'm trying to wait for the end of it. There's like a giant ass stage.
Oh, that right there?
No, yeah, that stage behind them though.
That's a pretty nice looking stage.
I want
in Atwater?
In Atwater. They're actually getting the guy who sings along like Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off. That song? Yeah. He's coming there.
Oh, cool.
In July 1st, I'm filming it.
Nice.
But like at night, I'm trying to wait for it. Oh, dude, they were hella country people. But I'm country. What, the whole Central Valley's country.
Right?
I just want to see the stage when there's hella people. That guy's my favorite. Dude, and like.
What a vibe.
Dude, yeah. You would think the band was like a crazy headliner band. They're a dope band, but they're just doing covers. Like.
And that's what it's called. The music fest is called Jacked Up.
Yeah, it was Jacked Up.
Country Music Fest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard.
And then that's the beer, Jacked Up, that they made with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I see it right there.
Oh, Blaker, we should do a beer. A Central Valley Podcast beer.
Yeah.
We already got our... right there, Duff. Yeah. We already got a... Or we have a coffee... Or a podcast. A sponsor of the podcast as the best instant coffee. That like Americanized instant coffee. I'll
okay.
say that. You know what I mean? Right. But he hit me up the other day. He's like, hey, would you ever be interested in doing like a coffee blend together? I was like, yeah. Okay. I was like, are you kidding me, man?
Tell him it's happening with this. We can get it in our tap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Bing. You know?
There we go. All right. We get so off track.
It's all good. I mean, I'm having a great time.
No, me too. Sorry, I just saw you push the microphone away. So 2 months to get going, basically.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So 2 months.
Ghost Kitchen.
Sure and all that stuff.
And so who was your first person for the Ghost Kitchen that was like, yeah?
There was this one in downtown. It was by the hospital. But they were asking for a hefty price that we probably wouldn't probably make.
Yeah.
So like we're just beginning, mm-hmm. but they're asking for a pretty hefty price for it. But we weren't gonna try it out. And then we went to a different couple of restaurants, but the owners were a little old school, so
yeah.
they wouldn't understand.
Yeah, they don't get it. Concept, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with that. And then we finally found this spot, which is the Hub now on Belmont and Roosevelt. And when we first looked it up, it looked a little like ran down. Like it looked like it wasn't legit, but it was open. Google said it was open, all of that stuff. We called it a couple of times, then we wouldn't answer. But we saw a couple of food trucks over there, and where it's like, fuck it, let's just make that move. Let's just go check it out in person. It's right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, we check it out. It's all gated up. You know, there's fucking like, there's literally like, it just looks all ran down. There's like wood on the walls and stuff.
You should have seen this place when we moved in, man.
Yeah, so it kind of, it just looked like it wasn't operating. So we try to knock on the door. No one was answering. We called a couple more times, and next you know, we finally got an answer, and then we made an appointment. So once we got the answer, we figured out how we can go in and try to be involved in all that stuff. So we know it's not ran down. The next you know, we pulled up. The place is called the Hotspot Kitchen. It's a shared kitchen commissary, and there's a business that runs the kitchen. They're called La Yaca, vegan Mexican food, and they were like one of the pioneers of the food truck game when it came to RHOP. They were always at RHOP in downtown Fresno, and they always posted up and just sold their food. They sell vegan Mexican food, you know what I mean? They're very different lane. That's when like the vegan scene was like barely starting to sprout out during Fresno at that time. But yeah, they pulled up. We did that little interview. We kind of checked out the place, and we saw the area, and like, all right, this is perfect. This is what we can do with that. And then once everything was all said and done, we got the keys, and boom, it was just.
And so with that one, are they open a certain amount of hours too, or when you're there?
No, I mean it's once you become a member of the Hotspot Kitchen, you have access to the kitchen 24/7.
Oh, okay.
You
know what I mean? And sometimes other people are in there too.
Yeah, you know, there's two other businesses that work with us during like they're all prepping because they have food trucks. So
gotcha.
There's a taco spot. There's a taco truck called El Macho Taco. Some of the best tacos I've had in the Central Valley. He's a really good guy. Shout out to Don Juan, you know what I mean? And then La Yaca, they do the vegan Mexican mm-hmm. food. And then we have sometimes people just come through when they have caterings or whatever it is. They just come through, rent the kitchen for the day so mm-hmm. they can take care of all that stuff. And then bada boom, bada bing. You
gotcha.
Know what I mean?
That's sick. That's
cool. Yeah, it's really
so it's perfect
it's really
fit
cool.
for you guys, especially yeah, like you're saying, like for especially for starting out. And
yeah, exactly. They and the beauty about what we do is like no one uses the flat top because the main thing we needed is a flat top.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So no one really uses it, so it's just perfect. So once we got the keys,
because they're like prepping for like taking
yeah, other
out.
Things,
yeah,
yeah
and
pretty
then they're
much,
cooking the
yeah.
meals or so, cooking the meat over there. And
yeah,
stuff.
They're usually using the burners and all that stuff in the ovens. So we're just using the flat top.
That's
so,
perfect.
Which is perfect. Yeah, and then after we got that said and done, now it's figuring out how can we kind of spread the word out to the people and let people know that like. What's going on?
Yeah.
Like what's on my plate?
Mm-hmm.
So I hit up my videographer at the time. He goes by Raul.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my boy Raul. Stop playing with him, man. Mr. Wolf. he started doing videography too and all that stuff. So we shot like a little commercial. Maybe you mm-hmm. could pop that up. Duffy, can you pop that up real quick?
Yeah.
And honestly, bro, like
on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It's on Instagram. It's the first reel.
Underneath,
so My Guy Market right there. And it's the first reel. The first one. And it's kind of crazy. Like,
at the top of it?
No, it's
at the very bottom.
By your bottom.
Oh, sorry. You know you can pin stuff? That's why I thought it was at the top.
It like that was the first thing that we shot was that little commercial, and then
Instagram was your main way of promoting stuff.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Instagram was definitely at the time. People tell us to get us a TikTok, but it just
so, we were so like
yeah, there it is right there.
All
right,
let's and then volume.
What's up, man? It's me, Wu-Tang Z, aka that guy, aka owner of the My Guy Market. So I've been getting crazy feedback from the people talking
February 10, 2022.
On the chopped cheese. Well, it's really
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, just
heard.
A year ago.
My Guy Market proudly announces that we officially launched our app in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And all you gotta
got your
do
own
is
app,
these three
bro.
Steps
yeah.
And you're on your way
very
to
crazy.
The chopped cheese, my guy.
One, make sure you download like and install the app on your devices. Ooh, chunky. Number two, register an account to be a part of the My Guy community.
It's crazy kind of just seeing like me access, like this.
Oh, dude.
Like, to like where I'm at right now. Like, uh-huh. This one, I'm still like a little.
Just lock in your payment info for you. Easy. Or inconvenient.
Like, I'm like you, the comfortable. The, yeah.
But this is my favorite shot right here.
Be ready. Stay hungry. My Guy Market officially launches February 11th. Stop playing with us, man.
And then this is where you see it. And then.
Nice.
I like that.
And that's where we got that sound.
Yeah, I like that, man. Dude.
Well, yeah, that was the commercial right there that we shot. We put on Instagram. And
shout out Raul.
Yeah, shout out Raul, man. Mr. Wolf, my guy. But we did that. And then after we did that, that's when we start kind of going out a little bit. Oh, look at the troll account, too, on that second comment. Real quick. The My Guy app keeps charging $2 to my account. What the fuck? Don't give these people your info.
Like Evil Billy Chapter 2. Like, bro. Evil Dot Billy Chapter 2. Dude, so our Boats and Bros went like viral on TikTok. But TikTok, first off, they're all fucking losers. I've been saying this recently. No, they're just so, like, it's weird. They, like, they're like, damn, like, this goes hard on mute, like stuff like that. And but some of them were, like, just talking straight up shit about us. But then, like, it's weird on TikTok. Even if they're talking shit, everyone puts fire. Mm-hmm. So, like, it almost is, like, it doesn't make me feel that bad. Like, because they're like, oh, this, like, they're like, what the fuck is this? And then, like, fire, fire, fire.
It's always the fire emojis, bro.
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better about it.
Like, maybe you're just joking. Bad.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like.
But like you were saying, when you see yourself, you're like, that's crazy. It's like when my first episode or second episode of the podcast, it's just like, I'm like you're like, oh, that guy didn't even know what he was doing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what you're looking at yourself like that.
Like, I'm used to doing like promos and this and that and all that. But it's interesting because like I'm promoting myself this time.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of hit a little bit different. So I didn't know how to come about with it. You know,
yeah, because then you're like, who am I? How do I present myself
people? Still try to like still be me at the same time and all that stuff. But then, so we shot that commercial. We threw it out there. It caught pretty good fire from the internet. People were very interested in
a lot of shares,
what was going on and all that stuff.
Like,
what
was
My Guy Market, like your own app? And then, next you know, we opened the next day, February 11th. So it was just one day. Like,
and you can only order through the app?
Pretty much, yeah. During that time, we just ordered through the app because we didn't know how to go about.
Yeah,
on
money and logistics and everything. Keep it all in one place.
Just because I'm the one doing majority of all the work, so I prep everything. I pick everything up. Obviously, I set up shop, setting up the kitchen, and you know, after everything's all said and done, I clean up.
You're the cook. You're
the janitor.
You're the manager.
All of that stuff.
That's
so.
Like me with video production stuff. Where like, and it's hard to try to like.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around like the concept of being your own boss, because like, oh, this is fucking cool. Like, the idea is so cool, but it's like when you're there, sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, like you, there's so many things going on, you can't forget one thing that's a crucial part of the process.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know what I mean?
And man, it was just those first couple months, man. It was just a lot, but I stuck through it. A year later, here we are now. And I mean, the growth has been very monumental and very appreciative on where we're at right now compared to when we first started. You know, and I'm just grateful, very grateful. And it just keeps me going, even though I'm tired, you know, 25-8 of the day.
Yeah.
But it just makes it worth it because you see the growth. And the most important thing is, like, actually seeing it in yourself. Mm-hmm. There's so many people around that I see and I talk to, and everyone says, oh, I'm proud of you. You're doing your thing. You came a long way, yada, yada, yada. It's cool, like, people seeing it from outside in, but it's different when you see it in yourself. So when you see it in yourself, it's like, damn, I really am doing this. I should put myself on the back a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it going. See where things are at.
That's literally this podcast, man. Like that's exact. Because at first we're like in a room at my house, and then we got this place. And so like you were saying, it was like when you were seeing the place and stuff, there was carpet all in here. The whole bathroom was carpet.
Here?
Underneath the toilet, it was all carpet in the bathroom and stuff. Lime green walls. A whole.
Should have kept the lime green walls, man.
I know that's your color, huh?
No, yeah. And so, like, we were just like, all right, we got to, like, make this something that we're proud of, that we're, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But and then for also, it's just, like, if you would have told me the podcast is what it is now, I would be like, no way. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that it's, like, the biggest or craziest. It's just that what we do in the community that we've gotten to slowly build throughout this. And, like, for every cool promo we have, we had such shit promos in the beginning, bro. Just over and over. And not shit, but it was just, like, ridiculous and, like, not, you know, you're trying to find your style and
trying
your niche.
Find your niche.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like the one of the just zooming in on you over and over is like one of my favorites. It's because like I would have him as a guest on, and then like I was
watching The Bachelor at the time, so we started making all these promos where we're just cutting it up, making the guest look super weird and shit.
Oh man, we had a guy on that was on The Bachelor or was on.
Oh really?
He was on the music version of The Bachelor.
It was like a spinoff.
But like they cut him up and made him look like a fool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I had him on. I was like, asking him how it was and stuff like that. And then we were just like promos with him and stuff. And then we were just trying to make a promo. I don't know why we did this. Duffy was like, he's like telling me how to edit this thing, and I'm like, editing
this, man. I was like, yeah. This is gonna be so
he was like,
because
you're like coming up this week on Central Valley Podcast, and then we'd have him, and we just like cut up parts of it and made him like say stuff that he didn't say or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But then I was like,
it was all the parts where he was just so aggressive in the camera, and he's like.
And then like I for some reason I said, like, W was like, I was like, before I post this, I need to see if this guy's okay with this.
Yeah,
so you know
right.
what I mean? So I sent it to him and I was like, hey man, I just wanted to check it, like, if this is okay. Like, I just wanted to make it like a classic Bachelor thing where they cut stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sent it to him, and he was like, honestly, he was like, this is so well done that I'm having like misguided I don't know what he said. He said something like,
it was like flashbacks.
Oh, flashbacks of like misguided direction and like something like that. And I was like, honestly, man, it's okay. We don't have to post this, yeah. But
I laughed for 3
That's funny
straight
though,
because
the first couple months of doing My Guy Market, I would always try to get a picture or like a video of people, you know. And I was like, do you mind if I post this on Instagram,
like come getting like, their like, food and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, like, you know, just sing the slogan. My God. So actually, we'll go to that second one. The one that's crazy is it jumps from 6,000 to 12,000 in this one right here.
Oh, yeah, I have seen some of these.
Just people, just good people supporting.
My guy.
My guy.
My guy.
The sweetest people.
My God.
Dude, that's awesome.
And it's just showing the people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my guy, let me borrow $5.
Chef Rob.
Dude, that's
that guy
sick.
Reminds me of the guy who's always like, fuck your life.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, he's one of my OGs for sure. He's a really great guy. Chef Rob, shout out to him right there.
And then, so was your business partner the one who was like the app way? Like, did he kind of?
Yeah, so we got our app curated by a tech company called Order Slip. And he was one of the main factors for making Order Slip happen, all that stuff. When it came to like the creative direction and all that, I think he came up with the name as well too.
Mm-hmm.
But Order Slip was the layup for us to actually make the app happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean the app was just the way to go. We was especially how ghost kitchens are ran. There was just no way unless you do like word of mouth. But in the area that we were in, bro, like people were not gonna pull up on word of mouth type shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you say Belmont, people were just ready to have a stigma of what Belmont is.
Yeah, and, like, yeah.
Yeah, but so we definitely we went through the app route, all that stuff from Order Slip, and they made that for us. And then once everything was all together and when the app came about, I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is our app. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, that was just a flex. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, people got their Instagrams, people got their stores, but do you have your own app though?
Yeah, dude.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's sick.
And there's a lot of small businesses that go through Order Slip too, but they're not pushing that agenda. You know what I mean? But us, like, that's the only way that we can get business is through our app. So we push that to people's faces.
Well, that's cool because
you download the app.
Because now you like you guys can always expand on what the app is, right? Yes. You know what I mean? And it can become something that's way different than
the fact that
you can buy Magnums, you guys, through the app
and the pleasure pack too, because love comes in all sizes, all right? So not just the Magnums. Personally, I can't fit the Magnums.
Whoo, thank God.
Just like the host with the most. I'm just kidding. Yeah, can believe we have sponsors on this podcast, man.
Yeah, for right. Come on, Trojan, what are we doing, man?
The official condom of the podcast.
Like I said, love comes in all sizes.
Yeah.
I want my 5% for that slogan.
Dude, that's funny. But so, yeah, so you have an app, and then so slowly people start coming in, and then when do you start seeing business pick up? You know what I mean? Because it's probably a slow start in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. The first 6 months, so from February 2022 through December, there were certain days where it was very good. Business was good. But then there's months when business was just so fucking slow. It was pretty crazy. There were days when I was in this kitchen just by myself. I mean, it's a shared kitchen, so people come in and out, but there were a lot of days where I'm just there by myself, trial and errors, figuring out what times I should open. There was times when I would do late nights. I would do like maybe like from 8 to like 12 a.m., you know what I mean? And I would just like tell people to pull up or whatever it is, yada, 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 at certain times. And I would just be in this kitchen by myself, like wondering like, fuck, like, did I make the right move? Like doing this shit.
Especially when you have time to think by yourself. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So like 11 to 5, that's like, you know, like a 5+ hour day, and you're only getting like one order an hour. You know what I'm saying? And like now we're getting multiple orders in an hour, but like at first it wasn't like that. I literally had like one sandwich an hour, two here, three there. You know, when I get 5 in 1 hour during the moments when we just started up, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, dude, yeah. And then you're saying, like, sometimes people only see, like, all right, this guy's doing well now or whatever, but people don't understand how long it took and the hours and everything.
And that's always what it is, man. It's just the behind the scenes that a lot of people don't recognize to see, whether even it's run your own business or just, like, people in general, you know? You have people that go into restaurants and they're wondering why the food is taking so fucking long, but they don't understand that
there's fucking 20 slips in the bag.
There's that. You're not the only table that's filled with, you know, with people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people around you.
A table of 20 ordered right before you guys. Like, yeah, or in a restaurant, press.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And then the worst is when you're the waiter and you fucked up and there's hella shit going on and you're like, I'm always like, hey, I fucked up, but I need this because they ordered it 30 minutes ago and I forgot to put it in.
And then the chef's just
also, and then I go out to my other manager. I'm like, hey, I need you to comp this.
Yeah. Fucked up. Yeah. Hey, what could you do? Yeah. We're all human. We all make mistakes.
Start giving them a spiel. Yeah. And then you go to the table like, oh, I'm sorry. The chef just didn't see it in there. I'm just kidding. No, you got to play your cards right for each person. Hey, I'm still trying to get a tip, okay?
Hey, you know what's hella funny, though? Like, I used to do teppanyaki.
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Also cooking in front of people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That stuff. That's kind of how I got my name to kind of grow a little bit more and more through the teppanyaki scene. Like,
people come and they're like, oh, I want that guy to cook in front of me.
Oh, man,
right?
Bro. A lot of those times, a lot of those moments.
And so, back then, were you called My Guy or Wu Tang Z? What's your name? I mean...
Well, I mean, I guess.
I meant like, you know, like your official name, I guess. That's because you like, it was like My Guy, Wu Tang Z.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of alter egos for sure. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah. I just meant like what people know you by.
People know me by as just, you know, the people that know me, Eddie.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
The people that don't know me as Eddie, they call me Wu Tang Z.
Wu Tang Z.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Or like they say the whole thing. And I don't know why people be like, hey, Eddie Wu Tang Z, what's up, bro? I'm like, first of all, why are you saying like that, bro? Like, you could just be like, Eddie, what's good? Or like, hey, Wu-Tang's it. Oh, Eddie Wu-Tang. I'm like,
oh, my guy, Wu-Tang's Eddie. Bro. Oh, that's funny.
My boy, like my homies would make fun of that shit. So every time when someone come up to me or like,
and they would do that?
Wu-Tang's it. And then like they would go away and they're like, oh, what's up, Wu-Tang's it? Like, bro, shut the fuck up, please.
That's how
I really have enough. But that's... That's what people call me in the streets, you know what I'm saying? But I did that teppanyaki, and it's funny how you say that because, like, it's not necessarily you, like, the waiter that fucks up. Like, if I'm the one that fuck up, so, like, I'm, like, cooking shit, and be like, and someone be like, oh, I had 8 shrimps. I was like, you did? Oh, shit, you did.
It's hard. You're putting on a, real quick. You're putting on a show for them though. While you like, that's harder. I'd be like, I feel like people have more leeway with, you know, they're like, this guy's put. But then like, have you ever like just like fucked up on accident?
Oh yeah, of plenty of times. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Like, hey, catch it in your mouth. Boom.
hits their baby's eye. And shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
That was a jalapeno.
Yeah, like, shit's burning. You know what I'm saying? Fucking a shrimp allergy and shit. I'm just like, oh yeah, this is good. Fucking looking like hitch and shit.
You're like, yeah. Yeah, EpiPen them in the neck.
Yeah, right. But yeah, man, teppanyaki was definitely a scene.
Is that where you learned
career.
A lot though?
Oh yeah, for
is it,
sure.
Can you learn the most there compared to?
Yeah.
Where did your other cooking experience come from?
So I first started off as a teppanyaki chef, and then I kind of started leaning into doing soul food at Chef Paul's Cafe in Chinatown. Chef Paul's grandson is one of my best friends, mm-hmm. my boy Polo, you know what I mean? And
Marco.
yes, sir. yeah, Marco Polo. Polo Elijah one. So one day, I was actually working at my new second restaurant. It was like this barbecue place in Clovis. And then, but my boy Polo, he gave me the call saying that, like, we need some help in the kitchen. Can you do that? I'm like, yeah, of course, bro. You're family. You know, like, you guys definitely come first. I'm going to go quit this job real quick because y'all need me. Don't worry about it.
Fucking homie right
there.
You know
what I'm saying? So, like, I was like, hey, I know, like, I just got hired, but I got to put in my 2 weeks. family calling. I got to make sure, like, I take care of them before, like, I kind of do this. Mm-hmm. They understood. So they're good people and all that stuff. I mean, they're not there no more, though. So, like... I guess that was the best decision I did, you know, what I mean? So, like, before things started to sink. So then I started working at Chef Paul's Cafe, and he was based more around soul food, Southern comfort food, all that stuff. So like fried chicken and waffles, oxtails and gravy,
nice.
Pork chops, shrimp and grits, all of that kinds of stuff, like shit that you don't really normally see in Fresno as well, too. More like, you know, Southern comfort food and all that stuff. But yeah, that's where I kind of really started learning my whole like aura of like culinary expertise, because Chef Paul is a very well-known chef in the culinary scene for many, many years and all that stuff. So I learned a lot through him. He was my Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, yeah.
He broke me down one time. I remember it was just like hella busy, and I just couldn't take it. And like, he just kept yelling
what
at me.
What the fuck are you? Yeah. You're an idiot sandwich.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, chef.
Oh,
Dude, I went into like a Michelin type star restaurant. I was doing a film thing for them, but like there was 10 chefs in there, but everyone is like, "Yes, yeah, chef. Okay, chef. 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 Chef." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh man, like I seen it in movies and stuff, but seeing it in person is cool, dude.
It's kind of crazy, man." So
this podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Once again, that's 209-554-1715. You can visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. Thanks again, Marcus. This podcast is brought to you by Be Junk Free Merced. Everyone has stuff that is taking up space, but not everybody has the time or equipment to do something about it. And that's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have junk overtaking your garage, yard, that spare room, or even a storage unit, give Be Junk Free Merced a call at 209-233-1519. Once again, it's 209-233-1519. He'll give you an estimate, and the best part about Be Junk Free Merced is that he will clean up the mess for you. So you just point, and he'll clean it up for you. You know how he's not going to drop off a trailer and make you do the work. He's going to make sure that he does the work for you guys. So go ahead and give Scott Levesey a call at 209-233-1519. Thanks again, Be Junk Free.
Yeah, he held it down for me for sure. Mm-hmm. He took care of me and all of that stuff. Him, the whole family, of course. But yeah, man, that's where I started learning more things. And then I got into American Breakfast with the Benedictions, mm-hmm. another local eatery. You know, they do pretty well for themselves too. So I was working at Kunisama, Teppanyaki, Chef Paul, Southern Comfort Food, and Benediction American Breakfast. I was working three jobs. So all of that. I was just kind of soaking in everything that everyone would teach me, a little and all bit of different. That stuff. You know,
a lot of cooks though, like are like that, because I would work at Ribbit's in Modesto, and there'd be people who'd work in the morning and then go to their other job at night, or opposite. They would come like right from their other job,
and it's
over
just
to
different.
Job.
It's just different culinary experiences.
Yeah,
too,
exactly,
But yeah, that's pretty much how I got my whole get down of like my cooking experience and all that stuff. So, but I don't really know how to really get down. But
hey, you do. You know?
I mean, yeah,
you
I
do, man.
Do,
yeah,
know,
my
so.
Guy.
Yeah, my dad's actually a chef too. Like,
really? But you never like.
I didn't want it to be like my dad. Not in, like that kind of sense. You know what I mean? I just want to
carve your own lane.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. You know, so that's what I wanted to do. But you know, it just kind of worked my way into it because I wasn't a chef at the time. I was washing dishes, taking out the trash, all that stuff. Pretty much I gave myself a pep talk saying that I'm worth more than just doing all this petty ass shit. Yeah. I'm not saying petty, you know. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
A lot of respect to the dishwashers, bushes, because they're all the people that cleans up everybody's mess.
Oh, dude, I would always feel so bad for, I know, that's why I always like treat the dishwashers. I'm like, I apologize because I feel like I'm bringing more dishes. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, and they have a giant pile next to them and they're like, it's okay, man. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I just feel bad for you is what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, it's like, all right, we'll fucking start doing something. Yeah. Bro. Put some dishes away then. Fuck.
My table.
Like, don't fuck it. Okay, then tip me $10 or something like that, man. You know? But anyways, yeah, that's how I first started my job searching was just doing that. And then you know, I put it on the boosters, I gave myself a little pep talk, and I was like, fuck this, like I'm gonna fucking work my ass off. Even though I wasn't like my dad, the one thing I got from my dad was working your ass off, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my
work ethic.
Yeah, my work ethic was very strong because, you know, I get it from my pops. So, did all of that, finally got the promotion. Boss told me, all right, I see you putting in the work. What would you want to do? Like, what's your goal for this restaurant? And I tell him, I don't, just give me anything. Like, I just don't want to wash the dishes or take out the trash. Just give me any position. And then the one thing that just came from the tip of his mind was just fucking, you want to do teppanyaki? I'm like, fuck it, let's go. I just went full on straight. Didn't think about it, just let's go. You know what I mean? I didn't hear taking out the trash, washing the dishes, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, growing up, my dad was actually a teppanyaki chef, like, in the whole Fresno scene, he worked at like all the all the teppanyaki places and all
it's
that.
It's funny
stuff.
How life is, you know what I mean?
Man,
like you wouldn't
it's like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, but you know, growing up, seeing my dad do his thing at all the teppanyaki places, I thought in my head, like, man, I seen my dad do the shit for years.
It's in my blood,
man. Let me get this shit real quick.
Yeah,
fucking hold the spatula like this and shit, like, and then, like, the fork like this, like, you know, you're supposed to hold shit like this, right? You get
yeah,
a grip.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm over here just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how to hold one of these things. Yeah.
And then, like, when I first started, like, training for cooking all that shit, you know what I mean? The boss and the manager, like, oh, fuck, there's no way this guy's gonna make it out. You know what I mean? He's going back to washing dishes and fucking scrubbing the toilets.
Yeah. Did you learn any? Like, did you ask your dad? Like,
funny thing, my dad kind of left my life when I was like 12 years old.
Oh, really?
So, like,
yeah. No, but, he didn't.
But I mean, we were in the next couple weeks. I'm actually, he lives in Minnesota now, but I'm gonna go to Minnesota. My half sister's graduating high school, and I'm gonna go visit my pops.
Oh, that's cool. Nice. For the first time in a while.
No, like, this is gonna be my second time going to Minnesota, but me and my dad's relationship rekindled when he actually surprised me at my job. And bro, I ain't gonna lie, that shit fucked me up because I haven't seen my dad like in 10 plus years. So I was just cooking the table, you know, just doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? My thug thizzle and all that stuff. And then next thing you know, I see this little girl just like kinda like come out the corner and we like looked at each other and I was all like, wow, you look very familiar.
Looks like you, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, I'm just gonna do my thing. And a couple of minutes later, next thing you know, boom, I see my dad holding my nephew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My nephew is, you know, my nephew and my niece, but my niece was in the picture at the time. But my nephew was probably like three years old, or maybe two. But he came about, and then boom, next you know, I just see my dad holding my nephew, and I was all like, I was just stuck, just froze, like shook, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then and so like the table is still going, like I swear I'm pretty sure like I'm burning the veggies.
Yeah. Well, you're just frozen. Are you just kind of frozen?
Literally, yeah. I was all like, oh fuck. All right.
Yeah, you would think that little then, heads like, up in the sense of like yeah, you're at work.
Right? Right?
You're like, how am I supposed to continue working right now? Like it'd be one thing if it was like, oh, I've like not that long, but 10 years is like I need to adjust this real quick.
Yes, bro.
Man.
Like, my sister didn't tell me anything like that. They just want to come and surprise me like that. Like,
Who thought this was a good... Like, it's not a bad idea, but it's just like...
So, the customers are just kind of like...
What's going
and
on?
They're my regulars, too. Thank God they're my regulars. Because they're like new people that have been like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Yeah. Like, give me my goddamn steak. I want a medium rare. This shit's fucking well done. Yeah. So, like, you know, I'm just doing my thing. And then, like, one of my customers are like, who was that? I was like, oh, I think that was my dad, you know? And then the customer's like, oh, that's so nice. Like, he's came to visit you. I'm all like, yeah, that's kind of crazy. I haven't seen my dad in 10 years. Everyone at the table's like, oh, my God. Like, they thought it was a joke.
You're like, no. Like,
I'm like,
trying to process it.
No, like, I literally haven't seen my dad in 10 years. Like, this is literally the first time I'm seeing him right now. They're like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And like, and the next year, it, you know, very, like, it was a very big moment in my life. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I grew up not trying to be like my dad, but here I am just, you know, teppanyaki gave me a lot of big opportunities in my life and all that stuff. Like, the orthodontics country from my place, they actually gave me free braces.
Oh, dang.
Because of my job. Well, not just because of my job, because people were like, I guess, like, they were like kind of talking with people that knew me. And it's like, what do you think about giving Eddie free braces? Oh, like, oh, yeah, Eddie deserves it. He works really hard. He works two jobs. You know what I mean? All he does is work. And it's like, all right, cool. So, like, you know, Thermorthodontics, they gave me free braces, you
damn.
Know, just from teppanyaki and all that stuff. But, Then you know, I'm just doing my thing. And then, it's just crazy. I just, very emotional, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a very emotional person.
Oh, me too,
especially
man.
When it comes to family.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
I will always, like, bring down tears when it comes to family. And then, you know, like, my dad, like, my dad was my best friend growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made sure that I had a good childhood growing up. Mm-hmm. And he definitely did that until he left. But, you know, he left without a trace, without saying anything.
Damn,
you know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
Out of nowhere. Because, like, our main routine was just, all right, cool, wake up. He'll make me something. He's a chef, bro.
Yeah.
So he will cook me something to eat in the morning, make sure I ate good, and then walk me to the bus stop. You know, that was our routine and all that stuff, like, for a good couple years. And then, fuck, bro.
Yeah, because you didn't know how to process it. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I come out as a very energetic person, all that stuff, but there was just a lot of darkness in me that I didn't want to bring out to light. So
yeah, you're
I
probably,
would,
you're happy, mad, and sad all at the same time.
And people just don't know it.
Yeah,
like, oh,
exactly.
Eddie, like, why, you know, there were, like, certain things, like, I did, you know, I you know, like, I grew up, you know, in, like, in a wild headspace because I never came from a comfortability, a comfort place. Like, I was always up and going, up and going. You know what I mean? Like, when my dad left, I would move into my cousin's house. And, like, you know, my family's been through a lot of shit. Like, my sister got deported at a young age, and my sister always took care of me. Like, my sister.
So where are you guys from? Were you born here?
We were born in Spain.
Okay, gotcha.
I was born in Spain. So my parents are, I'm Laotian.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So my family, the motherland is Laos.
Uh-huh.
So my parents migrated from Laos, immigrated to Spain, and you know, stayed there for a good couple years. And then we came to Fresno for vacation. And then after that, my dad just said, fuck it. Like, this is the place to be at. I'm going to take care of the family here. Because we had family there. You know, we had extended family.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We wanted to stay closer to family.
Yeah.
And I was only 2 years old at the time when I came.
Oh, okay.
When I
came here.
So pretty much that was the whole background, all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, so... Dad leaves. I was with my stepmom and then moved into my cousin's house. I mean, my sister just came back from Spain doing 4 years out there, came back to Fresno, and then my dad leaves. And then I move in with my cousin. And then that was around 2008. And then my brother got deported. And then so that was eighth grade. So like,
just because you guys didn't have your green cards, basically, no, yeah, didn't renew them, basically, yeah, or yeah, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then after that, I moved in with my other cousin, and then I went to Clovis West. That was the high school I went to at the time. And then I was just doing just stupid shit, bro. Like, I was just a wild ass young adolescent, didn't know anything in life, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what a lot of us were,
stealing things and all that stuff, just being a fucking hood rat, you know what I'm saying?
Hood rat
and,
shit, man.
Yeah, real hood rat shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then after that, I moved into my other cousin's place, and you know, I was just bouncing around from family house to family house to family house, all that stuff. And that's where like my complacency was not at a tone, because
You were saying you were almost like you had a stable routine for a long time, and then all of a sudden one day it switched, and not having the answers of why or happened or anything.
You know what I mean?
And then that's, of course, making you go out and do hood rat shit you're like, why does it matter?
Or, yeah, you know what exactly. I mean? You know?
No one's going to yell at me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no.
I mean, I've always gone yelled at all the time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't give a fuck. Yeah. But other than that, you know, fast forward to like where I'm at now. With my pops and all that stuff. And like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, like I shed a couple tears. I like, it was just like my heart was just fucking like
pulse. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, bro, this is wild right now. Like, hell, anxiety is just like coming through my head right now. A lot of people are looking at me and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then like, you know, there's the, I don't know, man, like, I remember at one point I just broke down crying like two times at that same table. Like, I was like, you know, like, people always laugh with me and sometimes like laughed at me and all that stuff. But around that time, it was like, both. Like, people were laughing with me and at me, but they didn't know what the fuck was going on in my head. Mm-hmm. So I just couldn't take it. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck what no one says. Like, you can do what you want. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And then, like, you know what I mean? I was trying to get it together, you know, my manager comes up to me like, dude, what the fuck's going on with you? I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, you don't, like, my dad's here, I haven't seen my dad in 10 years, and he just pops up out of nowhere, like, you think I'm gonna be good?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you think everything's gonna be all good and gravy?
Yeah.
You know? Like, ew. I was like, I even told my manager, like, bro, just slap me hella hard right now. Like, I just need to know if this is real. Just slap me, you know? Uh-huh. He's like, I'm not gonna slap you, bro, just cook that table real quick, and then we'll try to figure out like what's going on. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, you know, I do my thing, you know, I talk to the customers and all that stuff. And he was like, he was a good dude, so we kind of talked about like what was going on in the meantime. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's like, oh bro, don't worry about it, you're good, like your dad's here to come see you again, this and that. Like, I'm pretty sure he wants to like kind of rebuild the relationship that he broke years ago. I was like, well, all right, like, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then so anyways, next thing you know, he's on the table with my brother-in-law, my sister, my nephew, and then there's my half-sister that I haven't
You're
seen.
Just meeting, right?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Well, like, I've known her since she was only 2 years old, and then next thing you know, boom, that's when I just started moving around all these places and all that stuff. Now I go to the table, you know what I mean?
Are you good? Do you go to eat?
Huh?
With them?
No. I'm cooking it for them. Jeez. I'm still working.
But here, we have a better idea. Let's move you with the people.
Yeah,
now.
For sure, man. So like, you
damn,
know,
what a out. Crazy.
So I go out and then I swear, the first person I said something was my fucking dad. And he's all like, how you doing, chef? I'm all like I'm gonna go outside and cry real quick. Just give me a second. Thank you. I swear. That's what I said. I'm like,
yeah, dude,
I'm gonna go cry
that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Nah, I just gotta release. So I go outside and I'm all like, fuck, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, customers are coming in and out of the restaurant. And then I'm all like, fuck. Like, just causing the scene, bro. But like, I just needed to release. Mm-hmm. Like, I just couldn't bother. I just had to be loud. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then my manager comes out again. It's like, hey, like, what's going on? I was like, I can't do this, bro. Like, I can't. Like, It's like, bro, just come on. Like, you just got to go for it. Just do it. Just do it how you always do it all the time. You know, you got this. Don't worry about it. Like, you got it. I was like, all right. So I go out. I do my thing. And then, you know, I kind of, like, slowly felt a little less anxious doing it mm-hmm. just because, like, I was low-key kind of drinking.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
My customers would give me, like, shots of Hennessy and all that stuff. And then, like, I was feeling a little
bit better. As every single person does at any restaurant yes. that you've ever been to.
Yes. yes. And so, you know, just doing my thing, all that stuff, just doing my tricks, yada, 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 just doing how I do it all the time. And then, like, it started getting a little bit better. It felt good. You know, it felt right, even though it mm-hmm. felt like a little, there's, like, a little gap between me and my pops. Mm-hmm. But, like, it felt right, though. You know, even though at the end of the day, like, it was his first time seeing me do my thing, like, doing his thing, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I pretty much went out there and be like, I'm going to do this shit better than you did.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just kind of did my thing, this and that. And so my dad was all like, hey, like, cook that a little bit more. I'm like, no. Like, you left my life 10 years,
yeah.
okay? You're not going to come back into my life and tell me how to do my job.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing my thing. Da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah, yeah, you know yeah. what I'm saying? So, yeah. like, you know, I did my shit. And then, you know, and then after that, me and my dad got to, like, kind of talk for a little bit, all that stuff. And then that was the beginning of the
rebuild.
Yeah, yeah, of me and my dad. So, you know, a lot of love for my pops, man. He definitely went through a lot of shit in his life, you know, from moving from one country to another country into another country. Mm-hmm. Like, think about the demographics. So you go from, like, a southern, not so my fault, like an Asian-based mm-hmm. country, and then you go to European, Spanish-based mm-hmm. country, and then you go to the States. You know, that's three different languages you had to learn, you know what I'm saying, to actually yeah. maneuver, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. But to be where I was at right there and to be where I'm at right now and then going to go see my dad in a couple weeks, you know, it's going to feel good because yeah. now it's like, you know, my dad respects the hustle that I put into now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it feels really good. My dad's like, he's like, 60s or 70s mm-hmm. around that age. He's in the 60s and he has an Instagram and he doesn't post much, but I see him all the time, like, liking the photos.
Yeah, my dad just recently created an Instagram just because, like, I'd be like, oh, did you see the promo I posted? Did mom show you?
Yeah.
My mom had an Instagram. Yeah. And he was like, no, she didn't show me it. And then so he literally got one just to, like, be able to watch and catch up and stuff.
And it's just dope. Like, I do smile a little bit when I see my dad, like, liking my stuff and everything mm-hmm. and all that. He came by and visited a couple months ago. He actually came to the kitchen.
Oh, that's
cool. You know what I mean? So it's, like, a very full circle moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know my dad's proud of me and, mm-hmm. you know, it's been a long time coming, but at the end of the day, like, you just can't hold grudges in people, you know, especially, like, it's my dad. Like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't my dad getting mm-hmm. a little freaky with my mom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
all of our dads. Shout out to our dads.
Yeah, come on now. Shout out to all the dads.
Happy
man.
Father's Day. I think that's when this will come out around then.
Yeah. Mother's Day is tomorrow, but shout out to all the dads.
Yeah.
Too, right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the single moms on Father's Day be like, I'm the mom and the dad.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Right?
Nothing. Father's Day, the dad, single dads aren't feeling, I'm the mom and that's because my baby daddy's a piece of shit.
They're not saying that on Mother's Day, right? We give the day to the mothers because they don't deserve
exactly.
it. But when it's Father's Day, come on, just give it to the guys, ladies, please. You guys get 364 days of the year. We just need that fifth. You know
well,
what I, mean?
I like it because, like, on Father's Day, like, dads are like, no, I don't want to do anything. No,
yeah.
I don't. No.
But they really do, though. They act like they're all tough, but they really want to be celebrated for sure.
Or,
you know?
They just want something simple. They're like, listen, I just want us to be together, but, like, we don't have to... We don't need gifts.
Yeah.
We just hang out.
You know, and, you know, life is so short. So, like, why would I hold a grudge against my pops? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then,
no, especially,
me,
yeah.
But you know what's funny, though? I remember the first time when, like, going to Minnesota, mm-hmm. and I was like, I had so much anxiety the day before when we were supposed to leave. Bruh, tell me why. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to be ready. Like, I'm going to wake up early in the morning and go to the airport, meet up with my sister so we can go to Minnesota. Bro, tell me why I was an hour late to our flight.
Did you even make the flight?
Yeah, we made the flight. Oh, but, like, nice. Bro, like, once I woke up, I saw the time. I'm like, fuck. Like, I went to my phone. Bro, like, I swear I had, like, 100 text messages, like, 50 missed calls, all this stuff, bro. Like, everyone just calling me. And then, like, man, dude, like, my sister ripped me a fucking new asshole that day, bro. I'm like... But I mean, like, I was still feeling kind of like, I don't know, like, I was just low-key kind of like drinking and smoking over the limit just because, like, I'm going to, like, miss work for a whole week, you know, and, like, going out there.
And then the relationship and everything. You're compartmentalizing all these different parts of your life.
Yeah, you know, so, like, now it's, like, kind of figuring out, like, okay, so I'm actually going to be with my dad, like, for a full week. Well, like, what's going to be the vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but I had a great time, though, going out there, you know, enjoying.
That's cool, man.
And that's what it is. You just got to enjoy the little things, the simplicities and all that stuff. You know, you can't really ask for much. You just got to enjoy life. You know what I mean? And for me to actually go outside of Central Valley to a whole new state, still rocking, like, Fresno shit out there, letting people
that's
know what
you
I, you know,
that,
represent.
Yeah.
You know, ripping, like, the Grizzlies and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And but, yeah, just being out there and just enjoying them, like, you know, that's what life is about. Like, we do want the materialistic shit, the nice cars, hella money, nice house, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you just got to remember that we still just live a simple-ass life, and it's just the little things that make things happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what it is for me, though.
No, that's what it is for me. That's, like, I feel like the older you get, the more you learn that, honestly, because...
And I'm happy that I get to learn that at the age I'm at right now, 28. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, like, I was, like, 26, 25 at the time. So, like, I'm glad that I finally figured that out, because, like, yeah, it's cool, like, going out here and there, but it's like, you know,
oh, just, yeah, yeah,
you know, and, like, I'm 28,
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
still people, like, I don't older than me that are still going to the clubs and shit.
Yeah,
like, that's wild.
Yeah, just, yeah,
do you?
We're with you, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, dude, I go out once and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm fucked. I'm like, I have 2 days ruined after that,
yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? That's a commitment I have to, like, if I go and have like 6 beers, I am like gone, I'm done the next day.
Hey,
you guys.
3 for me and I'm
yeah
done,
yeah. But I'm saying, like I just can't function, you know what yeah. I mean?
He was the first to leave his own 30th birthday party.
Hey,
they all they all wanted to, like, they're like, let's go downtown, let's go to the bars and stuff
going.
Like that, and I'm like, no, I'm going home after this. They're like, Micah, it's 10 o'clock. I was like, listen, it's 10 o'clock, if I stay out now I'm gonna feel worse tomorrow and it's not gonna be good.
Hey, you don't
and
know,
it was right, because I already yourself. Felt like shit the next day, so
yeah. Yeah, man, honestly though, like, that, man, it's just crazy just to see where I'm at right now, like, spiritually, mentally, physically, all that stuff. Like,
that's cool, man.
And that's what, like, I really want to work towards on, is just bettering my relationships and bettering myself spiritually, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what me and my wife actually recently, so we started praying again, and, like, I was always raised in the church, like, literally till, like, my senior year of high school, and then, like, from there I was just like, I just stopped, like, you know, I didn't have to go anymore,
yeah.
You know, my parents and stuff. So, and it was like, me and my, like, basically our 10 other friends were, like, raised going to this church. So it was always just, oh, we're going to hang out with our homies.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
we got old enough and we're like, oh, we can hang out with our homies over here. We can just do whatever, you know what I mean? And then, like, but recently, I feel like the older you get, the more you're, I don't know, just, like, aware of stuff.
Yeah.
Even aware just, of mortality and stuff like that.
It just
kind of
just depends on, like, where the trajectory in your life is at, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean?
But,
like,
me and my wife,
people,
yeah.
like, see me, like, Paul, like, oh yeah, he's just always partying, going crazy, and yada yada yada. But they don't know what, like, I go through. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Like, you think you see what you see on Instagram or social media, that that's just all me. It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the same thing with me in the podcast. People come up to me like, they talk to me like I know them. Because they know me pretty well from listening to the podcast or seeing my promos and stuff like that. But then they don't even introduce themselves, and I'm just like, and then they're like,
oh,
like,
bro, trust me. My God,
yeah, yeah.
Hey,
they just go,
doing?
They just go Central Valley Podcast, and I'm like, today I was sitting in the sauna, and you're there with the guy. You're the podcast guy, huh?
Uh-huh.
With fucking 209 tatted on my fucking chest right here. Like, of course it's fucking me, man. Shout out Chris in the sauna.
The sauna where, like, you're supposed to, like, just focus on straight meditation.
Yeah, and breathing and stuff like that.
Hey, you're the podcast guy, right?
Yeah, dude. Fucking. But I enjoy it. I mean, in the sense of, like, it's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But
cool,
it is cool, but it's also sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, I forget. Like, I'll be walking places and some people just look at me and I'm like, or they know me from somewhere, but they don't know where.
Exactly.
It's like, you probably saw it.
Hey, you're the My Guy, right?
Yeah,
I think I'm the My
yeah,
Guy.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Like, it just,
or they catch you when you're like in your thoughts and stuff, and you're like, oh yeah, like, how's it going, man? Like, you know what I mean?
It's,
you're like,
it's been pretty wild these past couple months.
Yeah, for us too, just because some of our stuff, like, started going up, you know, the views and stuff.
That promo though didn't get like 18,000 likes or something like that.
The shit Central Valley people say. Yeah, it was like wild. It was over 20,000 likes. It was like almost 300,000 views.
That is super impressive.
And then TikTok, and then we have Boats and Bros. Have you seen our Boats and Bros?
Yeah.
I sent you that one to you. Yeah. Yeah. So those ones like just fucking like that. They went off on TikTok, and then I talked shit about 99 on one of the podcasts, and that shit blew up too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but it's just crazy because literally like we were grinding for fucking like over 2 years, and it was like barely any growth in the sense of like views and listeners and like it was like I was like, okay, like this is kind of the season where I'm like,
yeah,
something better start out. Like I'm just talking, let's get 50 more viewers or something, you know what I mean? Like, and then like just it's like a blessing because like, it's like all your hard work finally comes to fruition.
Yeah, for
sure.
It's
paying off, and it's like,
and it's still growing though, and that's the beautiful thing about it, you know what I mean? Like, because that 50 viewers you're talking about could be very monumental to you.
Dude, exactly. People don't understand.
One person could be important in that 50, and that can actually blow you up or something like that. And that's just what it is. You just got to appreciate the growth and appreciate
the journey.
Yeah, trust the process. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just what it is. And like a lot of people want things to happen like so rapidly, but it's like, things don't come out overnight unless you're very
and if it does come
lucky.
And if it does come overnight, you're not ready. You didn't put in that work.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Don't, like,
and then when
you're not mentally prepared for it, where like if you put in the work every day and then it happens, you know you worked for it. Yeah, I mean, everybody has imposter syndrome of like, should I really be here right now? You know what I mean? That's another thing,
man.
Where it's like, oh, I'll be like filming a wedding. It's like, bro, you filmed like 30 weddings already, and that's just like, do I know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's just like you start like questioning yourself. You're like, okay, yeah, no, I
absolutely
know what I'm doing. Yeah.
There's plenty of times. I mean, even this morning we got on the Fresno Bee the second time, and for the most underrated in Fresno, I go to the 99 cent store, you know, I go pick up our donuts, and then right there, bada boom bada bing,
here.
Yeah, so I'm waiting in line, went to go get the newspapers, and it's like, can I get the newspaper? It's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, how much you like? Like, let me get eight or ten,
yeah.
You know? Like,
however many you have.
She was all like, why do you want so many newspapers? And then so she starts ringing them up and all that stuff, and she was all like, so why do you want to buy all these newspapers? And like, I don't like to flex or like, you know, like brag about my accolades like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just kind of keep it cordial. And I was all like, you know, well, I like to read local news.
And I like to read it over and over again.
Yeah.
And
start
not the
route,
same one.
You know? I like to share the news towards my people, but I got an article in there. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, really? Where is it? You know, just, it's in there somewhere. Okay. And then she starts flipping it through. She's all like, and then and I was like, yeah, that was me right there. And she just reads it. Like, I don't know. Like, it was like kind of like a little moment. You know, there's like five people waiting in line. And the fact they didn't have the fucking tap, so I had to go get my wallet in the car. Wow. So, like, I'm hella fucking holding up the line. And she's like, the most underrated in Fresno. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, that's me. And she's like, oh. And then she's like, I was like, all right, cool. Like, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You should try out the sound just sometime. Like, I'll mark it. Come check us out. All right, cool. Later. You know what? Here.
Yeah.
Take this one. If you want to read about it, go ahead and read about it. I got this for you. All right, bomb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's just like moments like that, being on the news, ABC 30, all that stuff. Like, it's just
That's what. So the reason that I know you exist and stuff is because you were on ABC 30, and it was not me watching it. My wife for like, so like she goes through this phases of watching news, but she was like watching news, and then she she sent me your Instagram. She was like, you gotta get this guy on the podcast. He I just watched him on the news. I think you'd have a good conversation with him.
Sounds very wrong, man.
Yeah, and it's because like, and my wife knows the type of people that like I vibe with and like I do things with. So it's and then as soon as you got here, I'm like, oh, this guy's my best friend. I just met him. He's my best friend. You know what I mean? But like. It's just so cool how, like, the serendipity of things in life and how they came to be. And this podcast has allowed us to meet so many cool, unique, talented, individual people that, like, I consider all of them. It's like, yeah, we've maybe only had an hour and a half long conversation together. But I feel like at the end of it, I'm like, dude, this is, like...
It builds that relationship.
Yeah, this is my homie. This is my...
Yeah, you know? Because, like, like I said, like, I'm honored that you guys allowed me to be in your guys' space and speak my piece about where the fuck I'm doing. So I think it's really dope that you guys are interested in what I'm doing, because it goes both ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, exactly.
If I wouldn't want to be here, I wouldn't hit you back up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it like that. Like, I get a lot of DMs. I get a lot of people hitting us up to do collabs, all of that stuff.
I have like 100 unread messages because I don't know how to handle it.
No, like, I'm not trying to throw people under the bus or nothing like that. If you don't get a DM from me, like, I'm truly sorry. And I'm trying the best as I can do, but, you know,
especially when you're your boss, your manager, everything, too, it's overwhelming, because, like, when I get people just wanting to collab or do things, it's just, like, it's not that I don't want to, it's just at the moment I don't have time and I don't have, like, you only have a certain amount of bandwidth in your life.
And then,
like,
at the end of the day, too, you're not doing this 24/7, you have a life outside of this, too, you know what I'm saying? And, like, bro, I look at my computer, I look at my two phones, and I just see a lot of screen time, and it's
editing for me, dude.
Oh,
I'm like,
God,
all the time.
Bro, it's just so much, bro. So I try my best to make sure I just not look at my phone at all. Like, even like outside of work, after I'm said and done, I just put my phone away, and I just want to just
be
do
present.
What I want to do.
Be present.
You know,
yeah.
Like, just do what I want to do. You know, like, it's just starting to get hot in the Central Valley now. In these past couple weeks, it's been so lovely with the weather.
Yeah,
like,
it's so crazy.
I try to be outside like every single day. Ride my bike.
And then now it's like the sun doesn't set till 8 o'clock, so you can be outside late.
So
it feels good.
I'm not trying to be on my phone or nothing like that. I just want to just be present and just be outside and just do what I want to do.
My way of doing that recently, I went ham on our backyard. Like, so, like, it was crazy before, and like, I went ham and I built a whole garden. And my wife, because me and my wife are expecting.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Little baby Izzy, we already named
little
her.
Little Izzy, Izzy with the hizzy. Yeah.
Exactly. But she says it's like my nesting thing for the baby. Like, the girls have their own nesting thing. She's like, I think that's yours. And I've always tried to do gardens a little bit, but I'm like going ham. Like, I'll go to the gym like at like 5:30 in the morning, but like, I'll come home at like 8:00. And she's like, where have you been? And I was like, I came come back home from Lowe's with like more plants and soil. And she was like, she's always recording like, what are you doing? Like, and I'm just like, I'm just planting more stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's cool. And like, that's been making me, when I go home, it's kind of peaceful. Or in the morning, like before I go, it's like,
like, you put in all that work, you go out.
I'm
and
looking at it.
Do.
I see every day. It's like therapeutic almost.
And then you go back home like, damn, son, I knew those plants were a great idea.
Right after
the gym.
Yeah.
Or after homie Chris in the sauna said, hey, you're the podcast guy.
That reminds me, I got to go water my plants, man.
Max not on a bench just listening to like lawn care podcasts.
Figuring out how to water plants and all that stuff.
Oh,
that's dope, man, for sure. Like, you know, I think a lot of people don't recognize to see, like, the type of shit that we do, like, outside of work and everything like that. Like, I think people just think that we just do what we do.
Oh,
and that's strictly
it. For sure,
You know what I mean? Like, people don't really think that we're just humans at the end of the day and all of that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, even with the exposure that I get, like, I don't know, man. I just see someone that I know or someone just knows me. And it's like, I always got to put up that, like, not like a front, but it's like, hey, bro, how you doing? Like, I see people at the gym and people just like, oh, you know, like talking to me.
It's just like, and when they talk to you about what you do, sometimes you're like, it's harder for me to talk about the podcast with people in the sense of like, I don't want to sound braggy.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to, sometimes I just don't want to talk about it either. You know what I mean?
And, you know, and that right there, like, and this is just like our scene. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine how like real celebrities feel.
Yeah.
You know
Drake
what I'm saying?
Or something
yeah,
like that.
You know what
that.
I mean? Like, you totally get and understand what they go through.
Yeah.
But they
this
go
is
through
the tiniest of scales, man.
Like, we're complaining about this. Like, Drake,
people
and
are like,
LeBron
fucking,
James are like,
these guys acting like they're fucking celebrities.
Yeah.
Sitting in my car in my local hardware store, like,
oh yeah.
Man,
his local hardware store, he walks in it and they're like, smells like jizz. And he's like, but other people in the store like don't understand what they're talking about, and then they're like, Duffy's like, everyone thinks I smell like jizz, you know what I mean?
Like, they're gonna think I just like, why do I smell like jizz? Where is the jizz coming from? Like,
yeah, it's like one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, I'm not like,
I didn't even say that line.
Man.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in the facility or wherever it is, too, my guy, and I'm just like, he He's just some Asian dude.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Did you buy a sandwich? No, I haven't. All right, don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. People go, I love the podcast. I'm like, oh, what's your favorite episode?
You know? Oh, I never heard it.
Yeah, like, oh, I just talk about your Instagram. I'm like, well, hi, I need you to
go over the podcast. At least, you know. Then that's the funny thing too. All right, from now on, anyone that says my guy to me needs to buy a sandwich. I'm sorry. Like, I'm tired of being like, have you had a sandwich yet? No, I haven't, but it looks really good. All right. Well, don't talk to me until you do it right.
And on that note, anybody that comes up to me and says, Central Valley Podcast or podcast guy, you need to listen to at least one episode.
At least.
And also download them. You don't even have to listen to them. Just download this podcast, okay, you guys?
Thank you.
That's what we're asking. Just
thank you.
Support, okay?
And that's all it is right
support
there.
Support small local businesses.
All day.
Play Pop Smoke. Let me fast forward a little bit.
Woo! That's my favorite part. Oh, we getting started. Oh, Duffy getting started. Look at his leg.
Oh, Duffy was.
Now the new bounce.
Yeah.
Hey,
shout out
she like the way that I move. She like the way that I. She like the way that. Okay. Hey.
Dude, I love
this
that.
Guy. Makes me laugh though. Yeah, me neither. Hey, Billie Jean.
I don't get how his voice is so deep.
At the age that he's at, too.
Dude, he's like 19, right, yeah. Or something like that.
Like,
it's him, and then who was that dude on Dope as Yola's podcast with the voice?
Oh, DDG.
Yeah, DDG, yeah. Bro.
I think I heard of him before. DDG.
He's like
He's like a YouTuber, but he became like a rapper and a singer. But
he changes his voice from his actual voice, and so he was like, no one. He's talking like, no one believes like my actual voice. And he's like, what do you mean? What's your actual voice? He's like, hey, what's up? And then they're like, that's not your voice. And he was like, no, it is. Like, it's fucking crazy,
man.
Dude,
have you seen?
Oh, you could slow it down.
His nephew, Woo Wop. He's like this 6-year-old kid.
Woo Wop?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, like, but that's a hard ass name though. Hit him with the Woo Wop.
Yeah, he does TikTok.
Woo Wop and Wu Tangzi, like, man.
Oh, we need Woo Wop and Wu Tangzi collab like crazy.
Hey, so do you do music or stuff? I saw that. I just asked that because you performed or were on stage.
I usually just host events.
Oh, host events. Stuff. Okay,
I'm more
gotcha.
Like the MC.
The MC.
Yeah. I did that Fresno Smoke Out.
Yeah, that's what I just saw.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And then the other one I did before that was a Grizzly Fest 2019. I hosted that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't give me that though. I actually worked my way to actually becoming a host for the Grizzly Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So but yeah, man, I did that Fresno Smoke Out. I hosted it, just did my thing. And I get to play the music that I want to get to play. And
that's sick. Just like hype up the crowd.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so that's dope.
I just wanted to hear 3 songs on stage. And what was it? It was Smoking Out the Window by Silk Sonic.
Nice.
Love's Holiday, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
And Can We Talk, Tevin Campbell.
Ooh.
Oh, those are all 3.
Tevin Campbell, nice. Can We Talk. That's it's a very monumental song to me. It reminds me of my brother, Be Nice to Everybody, which is a rapper as well. That's why I got him tatted right there, Be Nice to Everybody. Because you got to remind people, you got to be nice to everybody sometimes because people forget about that.
Yeah, they do.
But, yeah, it was just a cool moment. It was just fun. I used to rock crowds all the time from R-Hobbs, Tower District, Downtown Fresno events, all that stuff.
That's sick,
and then
dude.
For me to actually be on like the bigger stages and just, you know, and when I get the mic, I'm just not like, oh, hey, like I get to say what I get to say. So
yeah.
Just strategically kind of say things that people need to hear. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I remind people like, hey, I know you guys don't know me, and like I'm just some nobody up here on stage just saying some shit, but just remember like we're here to have a great time. Remember, like, clap it up for you guys yourselves because you guys worked hard to be here and hang out with me. So let's have a great time.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Or whatever it is, support Fresno, this and that.
Well,
and the crazy thing is, too, like, I don't even plug myself. I could be like, yeah, like, check out my guy Market, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I make sure I just kind of plug in people or businesses or what needs to be, like, heard for these people that don't know what's going on in the scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think because you also talk good about, like, Fresno and the area, and that's one thing that I saw from the other podcast that you were on, and I'm like, that's okay. I love people who do that. I just hate people who, like, listen, you're from the Central Valley?
you are more than welcome to talk shit about the Central Valley because you're from here, you're born here, you know what to make fun of, you know what I mean?
You already know how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know the culture.
But also on the flip side of that, it's also your responsibility to talk good about the area. You know what I mean? It's to promote stuff. Like, it's not as bad as everyone's making it.
Oh, truly,
you know what I mean?
For sure,
like,
definitely.
We have dope people here. This podcast has shown me it's fucking more than anything. Like, we got dope artists here. We got dope restaurants, dope teachers, dope, like, so many dope people.
Just a lot of good people in general, you know what I'm saying? And it just goes all over just anywhere, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's always a balance in every place you're going to be at. There's always going to be good people. There's always going to be bad people. There's always going to be good things about it, and there's gonna be bad things.
There's gonna
about
be good
it.
Parts of town. There's gonna be bad parts
of
town.
Course.
Same thing, but like that's what. But people always hear that. Always like, oh, it's always
it's
all bad.
It's all yin and yang. You know, what I mean, there's a lot of good with a little bit of bad.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of bad with a little bit of good. You know what I'm saying? So like, now we're just kind of figuring out how can we actually kind of tip the scale a little bit to kind of get that balance, because obviously the yang is kind of like more pushing down more the negativity and all that stuff. But now I feel like
we're on
just Fresno in general, but Central Valley right now, like the scale is like slowly getting back to where the balance is supposed to be at. And
this podcast is brought to you by Delta Farms Trucking. They have been serving the Central Valley region for over 50 years, specializing in ag transportation and hay sales. They understand the importance of reliable transportation services within the ag industry, along with the vital role that high-quality hay plays in livestock. With their expertise in both areas, they strive to provide comprehensive solutions that meet the needs of both ag and dairy farmers. Call Spencer Vieira today at Delta Farms Trucking at 209-761-1465. Once again, that's 209-761-1465. Thanks again, Spencer. This podcast is brought to you by Thor. No, not the God of Thunder. The dude who does tattoos in Merced. Now, if you're in the Central Valley area and you're looking to get a tattoo, look no further than this dude right here. He's a versatile artist that specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company. And if you'd like to make an appointment with him, the best thing you can do is follow him on Instagram. That's @_THOREEEEE. That's @_Thor with 5 E's. You click the link in the bio and that is exactly how you make the appointment. So thank you again, Thor, and please go check him out.
You know, your podcast, for instance, is definitely one of those things that is helping the balance actually come about. And there's just little things, not just little things, things like this right here actually kind of give people a reason to talk good about not Fresno, but
everybody.
Central
yeah,
Valley,
I know. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah
I'm
no,
saying?
I know what
like,
you mean. Yeah.
And that's the stigma that I'm trying to get out of, because, like, it's not just Fresno, it is Central Valley, because we're here in Merced right now.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
I went out of my way to come to Merced to be in you guys' studio and talk about shit like this. And, you know, like, this, like I said, this is probably one of my favorite podcasts, because, like, I'm having a great time. You guys are great energy. You guys are really doing something right, doing something hella cool. And,
Thank you, man.
And I wish nothing but success, and hopefully, and not hopefully, like, hope is dead to me. You guys make shit happen.
Yeah, that's
why I tell people, hope is dead. Just make shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you hopefully want to get that raise or whatever it is, or you hopefully want to get that job, don't hope for it. Just get that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Don't hope.
Well, that's because I used to be like, I was like, man, like, there's nobody talking good about the area. I wish there was someone talking good about the area. You know what I mean? And then I was like, wait, why don't, like, we start talking good about the area?
And then
why don't we start doing all these musical sessions with people? And why don't we, like, I was a big fan of Tiny Desk,
which
you know
is,
what I mean, and stuff like that.
Dope, man, for
yeah,
sure.
Like,
you're giving people that light too as well, because a lot of people try to find and be in the scene, but they don't know where to go. So sometimes you just gotta be the director of actually making those lanes for people to actually walk on, be comfortable, and actually let them shine their light. You know what I'm saying? And the Central Valley and Fresno, we've always been that. I mean, if you really knew the scene and the community that we built for many, many years, you would understand that, like, we are a welcoming city, and it don't matter where you're from. You know, if you're just a good person and you have good motives, like, then, you know, you're allowed to be in our circle. You know what I'm saying? But there's no in between, though. Like, if you don't, and you're just gonna be some fucking weirdo, just stay on the other side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're welcome to be here, but just stay far away from us, because we don't condone that type of energy.
Yeah.
Because we want to see each other grow and develop. You know what I'm saying? And we've been trying to do that for many. It's not just the beginning. Like, we've been putting in the work. Now the work is finally starting to see some light, and there's still a lot more groundwork to be done. Like, yeah, we finally got on the newspaper. We finally got on the on ABC 30 and all of this.
Hey, ABC 30, I'm trying to get on you guys. I've been calling out Graciela Moreno all the time. Come on.
Highly recommend ABC 30 getting you guys, all right?
Yeah, there we go. My guy did it.
Inside source.
Yeah.
But that's just the way how things are. Like, people think that, like, yeah, everything's all good. No, there's a lot more work to be done, just how you are doing with your garden, you know what I mean, you need more plants in there, you know, to strive and thrive.
Yeah.
You know, we need more people to come out the woodworks and actually strive and thrive, because we want to see them grow, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what we've been on. So
yeah,
it feels good that we're finally starting to get that little notice, because I mean,
we're just sprouting. You see us in the Central Valley, full of farmland. We're just sprouting right now, you guys, man. Watch the fuck out, Bay Area and LA.
I'm telling you, bro, like, you know, I wasn't even born here. Like, I was born in Spain, but you know,
this is your home, though, in the sense of, you know what I mean?
This is my home. Central Valley, Fresno, California is my home. I wouldn't be the person who I am today if it wasn't for this city, because this city gave me the best memories of my life. The city introduced me to the best people of my life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not just with family. I just met a lot of great people in my life from the city, and I just want to see nothing but success and everybody, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm to the point now in my life where, like, I don't even know you guys, but I wish nothing but the best for you guys. And you know, like, I wish nothing but the best for your little one, that your little sister that's coming out, you know what I'm saying? So like, and that's what it is, and we all have to look out for each other, you know what I mean?
No, exactly.
Like, LA is not just LA, you know what I mean? You have fucking Redondo Beach, Long Beach, and then you have North Hollywood,
Inglewood, Compton,
you know what I mean? Like, they're, you know, LA's very spread out, but they're all in the ghetto, just like San Fran, you know, San Jose, San Francisco, what's that little town called? I don't know, but
you got the point, right?
You know, Central Valley, Sanger, Kerman, Reedley,
Merced,
Fireball, Merced,
Turlock, yeah, Stockton.
All those places.
We got you, Stockton, okay?
Make sure. Madera, come on, man. Stop playing with Madtown.
Yeah,
bro.
Madtown. Bro, my fucking logo, bro.
The pine and the palm, bro.
Oh, Madtown, yeah.
Between the pine and the palm, man. Exactly. That's if you're not a Central Valleyan, if you don't know what that is, bro, just move out.
Yeah,
please.
I'm gonna hopefully by this time I've actually made some work on merch, you guys. I've gotten too many questions about that. I'm like, oh, there's so much going on. But hey, man, thank you so much for coming on. This was a fucking dope conversation. Truly, truly appreciate you driving all the way out here. Couldn't be happier with,
you know,
how much we were vibing and stuff. So how can people support you?
So all you guys need to do is download the app called My Guy Market. We are a virtual bodega, one-stop shop, all in your phone. You can get these New York-style sandwiches called the Chopped Cheese.
Look at that.
Fresno. If you want that New York City culture style straight in the valley, you come through the My Guy Market. We got the classic Chopped Cheese. We got the bacon, egg, and cheese. We got the turkey bacon for the halal Muslim folks. We got the vegetarian and vegans, because, you know, everybody got to eat. You know what I'm saying? If you need the condoms, the toilet paper, the smoke packs, we got you. If you need the books, we got you. You need the merch, we got you. The drinks, the snacks, we got you. You need us to take care of you, we got you. So don't even worry. All you got to do is tap into My Guy Market, get your fix, and stop playing with us when it comes to Central Valley. Central Valley Podcast, we are here, we are alive, and we are always outside, baby. So stop fucking playing. You heard that?
Exactly. All righty, my dude. Thank you so much for coming on.
Right, no, man. Appreciate it. Hey, Duffy, let's close this out with some Griselda. What song do I want to hear? Let's do Dr. Birds. Yeah.
There we go.
You know, some real gritty New York shit, you know what I'm saying, man? But we in the Central Valley, you heard that?
Ah.
You hear me? Come on, man. You better stop playing with us. She got warm gloves in the summer, doing my numbers, pen jumpers. Hollow head, lead dumpers. This Louis. Oh man, this shit's getting so real, my nose is bleeding. Real pure, yo.
Best in the valley.
Hey, good thing you got that.
The Hello Kitty toilet paper coming in clutch. Let me hit this one time. I'm in Salvatore, bacon salad, Bentega, three flavors. Shoot the homie now, we'll speak later. Mac with me, hit behind the Warhol. Show out the whole store. Cherish 57s in the back, learning lessons. Coke head drying and they're ready in a second. Ooh. Fear of God, rocket. I don't even jog. The man with the chill bezel. I'm a real special banana cake. I'm making real special. Money green Teslas. So Sanche Valley Pocket say brick on my brick.
Hey.
Right, brick on my brick.
My guy.
Hey.
Brick on my bread.
Hey, yo.
This video is sick.
See, it could be us right here. You know what I mean? I could be West Side Gun.
Yeah, yeah.
I could definitely see Duffy as Conway. You definitely got a Benny the Butcher kind of feel. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of, we got to do this at a karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Duffy comes in right now. He wouldn't even flinch. He hasn't seen him since.
This W just seen this verse.
Leave for rent.
Leave you rent.
It's gonna leave a stench. Rappers coming to my city, they gonna be convinced. Cause we already know you. Homie, we convinced. Tell Duffy roll brick on my brick. The nicest with this shit
ain't right. This I just spit. I can see it, Duffy.
Dude, Duffy.
Deal.
Shit that I get.
Dude, you don't even know Duffy spits, man.
I already know. If he knows this shit, I know he spits, bro. Like, you ain't gotta tell me.
Bro. He's got pipes, man.
Let's go.
He does.
So if it's smoke, he ain't even this. We
just pulling up. Copyright YouTube this episode.
Damn straight. We don't own this music at all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not like we're monetized.
We're not monetized. And Micah comes in with his Medusas. Yanos. Rugas. Playing the Pluto. Got our lives on us. Can we chill?
Well, and I'll just talk shit about fucking everywhere else in California but Central Valley.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
And hey, we gotta make sure we got all those chains too when we do a karaoke.
Oh, dude, you don't even know. I fucking love chains, bro. For my wedding, I bought like the thickest fucking gold chain, and I fucking wore. Not, it's not real, you know what I mean? But just wore it with my suit.
But you even think about it too with Griselda, like they represent Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
You know, so Buffalo doesn't get a lot of representation, and then these guys just came out of nowhere, and you know, just start putting their city on. You know, I mean, obviously. Like the only thing that people know about Buffalo is fucking
Bills.
The Bills. You know what I mean?
Josh Allen. What's he doing on the podcast?
Coming soon.
Hey, we've called you out so many times.
Really transferred to Wisconsin. Hey man, that's really good, man. That's good. Exactly. Really. And then when the first game he was in too, he's like, oh yeah, Josh Allen come from Really College. I'm like, the community. That's your aura, man.
Alrighty. Well, hey you guys, once again, my guy, aka Wutengzi. We got Duffy Murphy in the building.
Boo, 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 boo.
Mike Daly.
Tell Virgil right brick on my brick. Hey, yo.
Shout out Duffy. Shout out Micah.
This is it. Central Valley Podcast.
Hey, big shout out Central Valley Podcast. You know I had to fuck with it.
Hey, shout out Central Valley Podcast.